Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com. It's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem, 'cause zero down delivers. Itsmycarnow.com.
President Bush opposes any concerted federal conservation campaign.
It's a little presumptuous on my part to dictate to consumers how they live their lives. The American people are plenty capable and plenty smart people.
The bipartisan proposal, though, embraces many of the ideas the president supports, including more reliance on nuclear power, Nick.
In a significant shift in Bush administration policy, a U.S. envoy will sit down at the same negotiating table with an Iranian this weekend. Live to the Foreign Desk and CBS's Vicky Barker.
William Burns, America's number three diplomat, will be in the room when Iran's chief nuclear negotiator meets EU foreign policy chief Javier Solana. CBS foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk says President Bush wants Iran to downsize its nuclear program on his watch.
The Bush administration is trying to get the Iranians to agree to some scale down of the program before the president leaves office.
And even though Burns has no plans to meet separately or to negotiate directly with Iranian envoy Saeed Jalili, his very presence will be a break with the past.
It's been confirmed by NATO. U.S. troops have pulled out of a remote base near the Afghanistan-Pakistan border where nine Americans were killed on Sunday. The attack by a large force of well-armed militants was the deadliest on U.S. forces in Afghanistan in 3 years. An emotional scene at an Israeli border crossing this morning. As the first step in an exchange, Lebanon's Hezbollah guerrillas have turned over coffins containing what's been confirmed to be the remains of two Israeli soldiers. It's a controversial deal that touched off jubilation among Palestinians who support Hezbollah. With more on the story, here's CBS News correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Hezbollah handed over the bodies of two Israeli soldiers whose capture sparked the Lebanon War 2 years ago. In exchange, Israel is releasing five Lebanese prisoners, including a militant who carried out a brutal attack in 1979. He killed a father in front of her four-year-old daughter and then smashed her head with a rifle butt. He'll get a hero's welcome in Beirut.
With just under 4 months until voters cast their ballots, a CBS News poll shows presumptive Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama outdoing Republican John McCain in the passionate support category. Director of Surveys Kathleen Frankovich.
50%, half of those people now supporting Barack Obama say that they feel enthusiastic about him as their party's nominee. Only 16% of McCain supporters say they feel enthusiastic about McCain.
The announcement is expected in a few hours, a measure aimed at preventing the kind of explosion believed to have brought down TWA Flight 800 a dozen years ago.
It just burst into flames and then came straight down into the ocean.
CBS's Dave Barrett has details.
The FAA will now require that large aircraft have systems that can flush fumes from center fuel tanks. Fumes are what ignited inside that TWA 747. All 230 people aboard were lost. USA Today says nitrogen gas would be pumped into fuel tanks to deal with the risk of explosion. Airlines would have up to 10 years to install the equipment. Older jets built before 1991 would be exempt, but it's likely that in the next decade, those planes would be retired.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. Summit County leaders setting a deadline, giving the Denver Water Board until 2 o'clock this afternoon to open the road along Dillon Reservoir, or they'll issue an order that could lead to criminal charges. Dillon Reservoir is Denver's main source of water, and the Water Board recently closed the dam road over security concerns. Summit County says the gates blocking the road are a safety hazard. On the heels of the government taking over California's Indy Bank, questions raised about bank solvency in Colorado. Formerly with the Denver Post, now with the Dow Jones, columnist Al Lewis says The banks that he's most worried about in Colorado are those heavily exposed in the real estate market.
There's going to be some surprises. You know, banks that we think had everything going for them are just suddenly be, gone. Well, I don't want to exactly point out which banks I think are going to go down, but, you know, what's happening everywhere else is happening in Colorado.
Business columnist Al Lewis. Lewis says banks all over Colorado have already suffered huge hits on the market, and he's seeing people respond by moving their money out of the smaller banks and into the larger ones that look more sustainable. A state lawmaker floating the idea of a four-day work week for many state workers. Loveland Representative Dan Marostica says the state could save $3 to $5 million, mostly in energy expenses. Utah is going to shift two-thirds of its state employees to the four-day week next month. Want to own a piece of history? Denver Parks auctioning old benches from Red Rocks Amphitheater. That auction happening online, eBay style. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And so far this morning, overall, pretty good shape, although there is a felony traffic stop underway westbound Highway 36 in McCaslin, and police have blocked off the right lane there. Traffic's just starting to back up a touch, so squeeze over to the left if you can, westbound Highway 36 trying to get past McCaslin. Otherwise, we're in pretty good shape from the other highways. Wrapping up on a rollover accident, eastbound Hamden or Highway 285, right in between Kipling and Watt.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Well, what if you could double your sales, triple them, or even more? You know how to close the deal. If you just had an unlimited supply of fresh sales leads, you could start making the money you want to make. And now you can. Introducing Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
Hi, I am Vin Gupta, CEO of InfoUSA. 30 years ago, I was in sales also. I didn't know where to find sales leads, so I started a company to solve this problem. With Sales Genie, I will give you the same sales leads I used to build my $400 million company. I don't care what you're selling. I guarantee that Sales Genie will help you, and I want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free to prove it.
Call Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. 1-800-996-3695. That's 1-800-996-3695. 1-800-996-3695.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
I'm rolling.
And when you need to be, yeah.
But for the most part, I'm not. Okay. Can I make a little statement about the media? Well, sure, why not? You used to talk about the weather every single morning. Now you're fixated with the media every single morning. But I think everybody, no, I want to rephrase that. Well, maybe I should say thing, because John won't admit to this. I think everybody has, or had, when you were kids, had heroes. People you looked up to, people who influenced you, people who you wanted to be just like them. Now, John, did you have anybody that fit that category?
No, I haven't. I know you say that there's no way that's possible. Well, like, I didn't really have a hero growing
up. Like when you were 13 or 14, you didn't have one?
No, not really. Uh-uh. Hero, no. People I looked up to, yeah. Heroes, no.
All right, somebody you looked up to.
Well, I know it's a really lame response. My dad is one person.
There's nothing lame about that. You're extremely lucky. Who else?
Jerry Garcia was a guy I looked up to.
All right, it can't be a family member.
Jerry Garcia.
Okay. I accept Jerry Garcia.
I'm trying to think, man. I can't really even think of any.
Well, I accept Jerry Garcia.
Because he was a hell of a guitarist, and I think the message in his music was really important as well. So, I don't know. It's really hard for me to come up with somebody that I looked up to or thought that was bigger than life, you know?
Well, I did have those. I had plenty of them. And maybe the reason I did is because we grew up in different environments. The only thing I can compare it to is, if you're liberal or you're left wing, and you're growing up in Douglas County, for instance, or Adams County, wouldn't those two counties fit the category of being extremely conservative?
Douglas?
Adams?
Douglas County. Adams County, yeah.
All right, growing up in Colorado Springs. Right? So, most of the people you go to school with are conservative. A few smattering of them are into the hippie thing. And then an even smaller scattering of them, and I mean a micro scattering, are into politics. And I grew up in Orange County, California, in Tustin, California, Santa Ana, Tustin, which in the 60s was an extremely right-wing, oppressive place. And for all I know, it still may be that way. But it was that way growing up in the 60s. And I felt like a total and complete outsider. And I don't know how many of you have ever felt that way. Now, John, I know you haven't. You fit in with everybody. So you can't say that you felt that way. Like just totally, completely alienated outsider.
I was always kind of one of those guys that kind of fit in with all the crowds. You know, like in high school, I hung out with some jocks. I hung out with some stoners. I hung out with... you know, the geeks. So, I kind of basically hung out with everybody.
Okay, well, I had a set of friends, but we were all outsiders. But I kind of think I was the most outsider of all of them. I mean, I started getting into literature and reading things like On the Road by Jack Kerouac and William Burroughs and... getting exposed to Lenny Bruce and the Fugs and just all kinds of cultural influences. When I was growing up, I loved the Black Panther Party, and I loved Huey Newton and Bobby Seale. I loved Angela Davis. I had a huge crush on Angela Davis. I wanted to run off to Cuba to pick sugar cane. I loved left-wing literature and art. And I lived in this really right-wing area. And there was this guy, and he was one of many. And I know Mary's at home. If she's listening, she's smiling because I think she knows where I'm going here. There was a guy who was one of many who did talk radio when I was growing up. Now, I talked about this the other morning, that the fictional rewrite of the history of talk radio is that no talk radio existed that was controversial, that discussed any controversial social issues or political issues until Rush Limbaugh came along. And they used this as a vehicle to attack the fairness doctrine. Oh, we won't be able to give our opinions, and
We'll have to be booking authors on to talk about apple pie and brassiere sizes. And you see, that's absolute nonsense. Because there were people who did talk radio back in the 60s. And I looked up to a lot of them. I looked up to Joe Pyne, who was conservative. But I loved him. And another guy that I looked up to was Les Crane. Now, many of you might remember that Les Crane had a very short television show on ABC TV to compete against Johnny Carson. And it didn't work. But he was also one of the first people to do talk radio in the San Francisco Bay Area and later do afternoons on KLAC when they used to call it two-way talk radio. And I listened to him and I loved him. I loved him. And he had a syndicated television show that was on around the country, syndicated by Metro Media. And he used to tape that television show out of KTTV in Los Angeles, which Metro Media used to have a complex, and I believe it was off of Sunset Boulevard or Hollywood Boulevard. I can't remember which one now. I think Hollywood Boulevard, but I'm not sure. And his other thing was is that he was married to Tina Louise, who is somebody that somebody John Turk's age doesn't even know who she is. You don't have any idea who Tina Louise is, do you?
No, sir.
Tina Louise was on Gilligan's Island, and she was this tall, very, very good-looking redhead. And
ginger.
She was ginger. And I remember going to see Les Crane tape his television show. And on the show that night was somebody else who you probably don't know. So you got to be kind of long in the tooth here to remember this stuff. But Adam Clayton Powell. Does anybody out there remember Adam Clayton Powell? He was a very controversial congressman from New York City. Bit of a social activist, bit of a scam artist. And Les Crane was interviewing him. And then once the interviewing was over with, Tina Louise showed up. And she was gorgeous. And she had on a white mink stole. And dressed to the nines. I mean, she was beautiful. And I remember Adam Clayton Powell saying, "Hey, Les, baby, now that's some cream." And the audience laughed. But I love this guy. I mean, I just love him. And for years, I tried to find his email address to send him a fan letter and never could get it. Well, Les Crane walked away from radio. He walked away from radio. He walked away from broadcasting. He founded a software company that dealt in early like learning programs. And he became a multimillionaire. And he passed away last night at the age of 73. So I wanted to get on the radio because I don't know if there's anybody listening this morning who grew up in Southern California or who even remembers him. But I wanted to get on the radio, and I wanted to say rest in peace, Les Crane. Thank you for all the great radio and television that you did. And if I have to blame somebody for choosing this crazy business to be in, I got to blame guys like Les Crane, Jimmy Rabbit, Joe Pyne, B. Mitchell Reed, Elliot Mintz, and I could go on about all of the people I listened to as a kid that made me want to be part of this. And Les Crane was an integral part of that. Oh, and I don't want to leave out Stan Borman. Now, John, when you had jock heroes, sports figures you liked.
Sports figures I like.
Didn't that make you want to play sports?
Well, there's a few. You know, obviously Jack Nicklaus is one of them. I mean, I grew up watching him play. And baseball, I was really into Bo Jackson when he was playing baseball and football, you know, the multi-athlete.
Oh, I remember him, sure.
And his career didn't last too long.
Nope.
Excuse me. I'm trying to think who else. You know, I mean, John. I lived in Denver, but John Elway was never kind of really a hero to me
until he won the Super Bowl and he did the little helicopter spin against the Packers. And then he kind of elevated himself to me, but I don't know. It's hard to, I don't know. Okay, Jack Nicklaus is the only one I can really say solidly.
Well, I just...
I remember in 1986 when he won the Masters at 46 or 47 years old, and I was about 12, and I remember seeing that on TV, and I was just amazed.
Yeah, well, Les Crane and those guys I'm talking about, I mean, they just absolutely made me want to be in radio. And then, of course, seeing the late Emperor Bob Hudson working at KZY in Anaheim at the Disneyland Hotel, I was hooked.
Well, I definitely can't say Howard Stern is a hero of mine, but
well, I was
he's
hooked.
Turned me on to talk radio.
But these guys, but you know, these guys did talk radio, but they did it in a different way. They didn't do it like it's done today, where the hosts on the air are basically water carriers for political positions and political parties. Like, you know Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and the rest of those folks, just like people who work on this radio station, they're not going to look at an issue or a social issue out of the viewpoint of what's right and wrong and what's moral and immoral. They look at it as being what is party politics and what is conservative versus liberal. And these guys just did a different kind of talk radio. They were hip, they were relevant, and they were really unpredictable. And that's what's missing in this format now.
There's only a few guys that are still doing that, and you can't do it on terrestrial radio anymore, really.
But they didn't act, you know, they didn't have to work blue like Howard Stern.
Right.
I mean, they were just different. I don't know how to explain how different they were. They were just different. And radio used to be this whole cornucopia of unusual things. And now, well, all right, you heard me do this song and dance before. It's 6:21, 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk checks out traffic.
Slow traffic coming in from Boulder on the turnpike. Got a felony traffic stop westbound 36 at McCaslin. The right lane is blocked off there, so expect some delays and start making your way over to the left-hand side. Rollover crash reported eastbound 285 between Kipling and Wadsworth. It ended up near the frontage road, but it's off the highway, but is catching some looks elsewhere. Speed traps set up on both sides of I-25 up north between 104th and 84th. They got a lot of motorcycle cops set up there, so be a little cautious. Make sure you're going the speed limit. Today's forecast, mostly sunny. Stray afternoon thunderstorm is...
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-550-6404.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-550-6404. 1-800-550-6404. That's 1-800-550-6404.
No payments for the rest of the summer. Check this out from the mortgage store. For a limited time, they're combining their fixed in the fives promotion with no payments for 90 days. Rates are at record lows, but they're going to go up. Credit cards are at record highs and cost 25% to 30%. And if you can pay those off and get a fixed rate in the fives, you'll save hundreds of dollars a month, maybe $1,000 a month or more, and a lot of stress. Get the results you deserve from an Inc. 500 company that's proven you can trust them. And as a direct lender, they make it easy. They guarantee it. Get rid of your ARM, your ARM, your high-cost debt, and get fixed rates in the fives. And no payments for the next 90 days. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it.
I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, Slight Chance Thunderstorms, High Today 97. We get into some serious business because there's a lot of serious business to do here, and we will do serious business as the morning goes on. As a matter of fact, the world's smartest man, David Sirota, will be here, as well as we'll talk about Amendment 47. But here's what I want to do in the next, I don't know, 30 some odd minutes. What do we have left here, John? 30 some odd minutes? About 33 minutes? Okay, 33 minutes. Don't know if anybody will call about this. Don't know if anybody will admit to it. Don't know if you want to talk about it, but I want to talk about it. So we'll see if I'm alone or if you're with me, if you want to respond. If you had to pick the greatest person in the world, if you had to pick the one person that you admire more than anybody else, who would it be? And you only get one. 303-713-7600. Now, I suppose I could be more charitable than this, and I could make it the, you know, give me five. But you got to give me one. Well, actually, all right, I'll make it a little bit easier. I'll take two. Two. You got to give me two people. And this is everybody throughout history, in your life. I don't care. And it can't be, it cannot be a member of your family. So you can't call me up and you can't say, well, how about my father? No, it can't be. And this would be in the category of somebody who influenced you, or who you looked up to, or who made you want to do something that to get involved. 303-713-7600, that made you pursue a career, or that whose words you found to be valuable and of wisdom. Okay, do I have any takers on this? Yes, I do. Michelle and Aurora. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'd have to say my first one is Martin Luther King, even though he died right when I was born. His words.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
His words and what he stood for have shaped the way that I think today.
Well, that's pretty, you know what, that's a pretty good, Martin Luther King Jr. is a pretty good one.
Yeah, I mean, the peace, the nonviolence, let's all just try to find a way to love one another is influential, and it goes across all languages. I don't think it matters who you are or where you're from. His message was one of unity and peace, and it still shapes my life today.
Okay, and who would be your second one?
I think my second one would have to be that's kind of hard because really you said no family, but it would have to be my mom.
You can't use your family. You got to use somebody else.
I'd say my second choice then would have to be JFK, John F. Kennedy.
Okay.
For what he stood for and everything that he did to try to bring people together. My influences are more people that strive to do something, that think outside the box, that put others first instead of themselves. And I think he was one of those most influential people that also wanted to see peace and love and unity in our country. And so for me, it's people that think outside the box.
You know, knew how to surround himself with the right kind of people, and we were very, very lucky to have him, because if you think about what was going on at the time, I mean, we were at the brink of nuclear war, and he stopped that.
And that's it. It's people like that that change the way that we think, that change the way that we view things, that change people's lives, and that lasts forever. Regardless whether they're here or not, it lasts forever, and it makes an impression. And I wish that the schools would teach more, do more history, so that the younger could understand who these people are.
I think John knows about Martin Luther King Jr. and I think he knows about John F. Kennedy. I mean, I think he's, you know, he did go to college. I mean, I think he does know about that. I think the difference, though, would be, depending on your age, the difference would be the amount of impact, because if you were alive when JFK was assassinated, or you were alive when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, you remember that the impact was just like a slug in the gut, and the whole country just reeled from it happening. And I would be willing to say that it would be on par with 9/11.
Yeah, I think so too, but I think there's also other people that, like you said, people don't know about, like people that influenced you, who took a stand. These kids today don't know as much history as they should, and it's because it's really not emphasized in our schooling system. Martin Luther King is a transformational figure, yes, but there are other people like Medgar Evers who also fought in the struggle that many people don't know about. So I think there's more than one transformational figure in the civil rights movement as far as...
Well, there's, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of them who never get mentioned, like Medgar Evers. And, I mean, there's others that you can think of and that you can remember. Michelle, thank you. I appreciate the call. It's been a good one.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay. Let's go to Dwayne in Denver. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jake.
Hi.
Hey, bud, I'm just calling up to let you and John know that, you know, I really appreciate the show.
Oh, thanks.
I started listening to you, I believe, back in, I want to say, 86 or something. I started driving the truck. I think you were on K-How or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I sure was.
And, you know, what got me hooked was your style. You were different than all the other talk show hosts. I really like that.
Well, thanks,
but
man.
But anyway, I'd like to say, who I would like to see it would be possibly you and John as a team, and the other people I'd like to see, who's made a big difference in my life, is who I call the gold guys. I've talked to John about it. They've really opened my eyes up to how the economy's been rolling and everything for about the past 5 years. But that's all I wanted to say. I listen to you every day, Larry.
Well, thanks, man. That's a pretty high compliment. I know John feels the same way. And
you guys every day, man.
Yeah, be careful out there trucking around, man.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
And truck drivers are important in this country because they move virtually everything we use. 303-713-7600. Name me two people who have influenced your life that cannot be in your family. That cannot be in your family. And John gave us his. And
I gave him one.
Well, all right.
I'm trying to think of my other one.
Well, you gave
Jerry Garcia.
Well, you gave Jerry Garcia Jack Nicklaus. So
yeah,
there's two.
Those two work.
You know, I didn't give really my definitive two, and that would be
You gave us like 30 of them.
I know it. It's like really hard to boil it down to two people. Boy. Do they have to be public figures? I guess they have to be public figures.
Well, somebody, yeah. Somebody we know.
Boy, there's a lot of them. Well, mine are kind of controversial. If I say them, people will think, oh, well, he's... But I don't know, I'll say them anyway. Okay, one was the late Dorothy Healey, who was chairman of the Southern California Communist Party, and who had the guts to break with the party over the whole Prague Spring invasion in 68. And then the other one would be... Oh, I'd have to think about that as far as another one would be. Another one would be maybe... I want to say Joe Pine, but I don't know. I'll have to think about the second one. All right, we'll find out what you guys have to say coming up here. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. You know what? My deal is I basically like anybody who's a contrarian, outspoken, and isn't scared to have people down on his case or her case. So I guess that's basically why I like her. And Dorothy Healey participated in an early organization of the farm workers and for laborers' rights. And so I guess I liked her because of that. And also she was outspoken and not scared to say what she thought. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Comes to traffic. John is outspoken. John.
Look out for a speed trap. Both sides of I-25 between 84th and 104th. Several motorcycle officers are pulling over speeders here, so be careful up in Thornton and Northland. Crews have just cleared that rollover accident on 285. That was on the eastbound side between Kipling and Wadsworth. Still a little slow through there. Elsewhere, traffic jams on eastbound I-70 as you approach the Mousetrap, and 225 also filling up on the southbound side beginning at Parker Road. Today's forecast mostly sunny. Late isolated thunderstorms. Going to be another hot one with highs pushing into the upper 90s. Currently, 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you believe in discounts? Switch to State Farm and you will. If you have a great driving record, you could start...
The corporate ladder. Oh, it's tricky. You know it's there, and you know you're on it. It's the exact rung you're on that's the big mystery. Yep, you could climb all day long and still not know how high you were until someone else told you. That's one messed up ladder. So come to Budget Rent-A-Car and step off that corporate staircase and slip behind the wheel of a big boy upgrade. Just rent a car from Budget and we'll bump you up a single class size absolutely free. It's just one of the many big boy services we offer without those big boy prices. Like our Wear 2 GPS in every car or the fast-moving e-toll. So go on, roll large. Just mention the big boy upgrade and climb up to a better rung of car. You get that? Better rung? I was just working that ladder angle again. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius. Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
How to do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo brought to you by Chevrolet is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLOE, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
Hello, Bloomberg & Associates.
Yes, could you put me through to Jack Beasley? This is Cindy Adams. Hello? Hello? Did you just put me on hold?
Oh, no, sorry. That's not the on-hold music. That's my personal soundtrack.
What? Just put me through to Mr. Beasley.
One moment, please.
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus can connect you to a world-class bachelor's or master's degree online. So if you're looking for a convenient way to advance your career, we answer the call. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Jack's not answering. Would you like his voicemail? Oh, wait. I love this part. Da, 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 da.
Whatever.
Janice. More Janice than any other radio station on the planet. 6:40, 40 minutes in front of the past the hour, rather. Thunderstorms, high today 97. That song from Porky and Bess. The 6:41, 41 minutes after the hour. All right, maybe two heroes. Let's go to, and they can't be your family. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, J-Man.
Hey.
Hey, it's real tough, man. I love your bumper music also, by the way.
Thanks.
I've got to say, I've usually got three to throw out, but I've got to say, in all due honesty, Emil Zola's one and Edward R. Murrow is the other. And all, because they hit deep in terms of what the words they spoke. And Emil Zola wrote about the human condition.
Yeah.
And about, you know, fighting against the establishment and the heavy-handedness of what, you know, society and government could do to its own people. I'm sure there are a lot of people say, Emil, who, you know, he was probably, I mean, one of the most famous and prolific writers, you know, at the turn of the 19th century in France, and the whole thing with the Dreyfus case, that he kept it out in front of the French public,
right,
until you know, public opinion turned.
All right, and what about Edward R. Murrow?
Well,
he stopped Joe McCarthy dead in his tracks.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, the recent movie and everything, if people don't know, but in general, he was the one person that went against, you know, his, I mean, he was in the establishment. He was probably the strongest voice, editorially speaking, you know, in terms of a journalist at CBS at a time when, you know, if you spoke out against anything that the government was doing at that time, you were branded a communist.
Yep.
You were blacklisted.
He is what a journalist should be.
Absolutely.
And if for people who don't know anything about him, you should rent the movie Good Night. Good luck. All right, Mick. Thank you, man. Great
right.
call.
Thanks, bud.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Ashley in Loveland. Ashley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
You guys are my morning heroes.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I really wouldn't say that if you knew more about us. I wouldn't make that comment.
Well, there's a reason why I turn you on every morning. I don't know. I just have to.
Yeah, because we're nuts. That's why.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's my kind of people.
I'm like watching a train wreck.
Well, I, too, was like you. I grew up I was an outcast, and I lived in Utah, very conservative.
Ooh, where in Utah?
Salt Lake.
Oh, I worked in Salt Lake for 3 years. Yeah, you're right. It is a very conservative place.
And so my hero at the time was, and you never talk about these guys. I just love them. I don't know if they're not cool or whatever, but The Cure and Robert Smith.
Yeah, sure.
Love them. They, like, helped me with being creative with from within myself and artistic. And then I got shipped to Zambia. I lived there for 2 years, and so I got the pleasure of seeing Namibia become independent and everything. And
wait, let me ask you this. Why did you go to Zambia?
My aunt and uncle lived there. They were with the United Nations for Namibia.
Oh, okay. So
I
you
was
went...
like a bad teenager that got sent there.
Oh, sure. The old scenario of getting in too much trouble. Let's give her to somebody else and see if they can straighten her out.
Yeah, she listens to The Cure.
Yeah, they're, okay.
What's wrong with her?
Right, which in Salt Lake City, back in, I don't know, what year was that? Like the 80s?
89, yeah.
Yeah, that was like, you're right, that was risky behavior.
Right. I was telling Turk, it's like, I'm the same age as him, so we really didn't have a lot of heroes, you know.
You know, really. John said that this might be a generational thing, that us older idiots had all of that, but that people in your generation and younger than you just don't seem to have it.
It was more our peers, like who we were around, that we looked up to, or family members. So, anyways, living over there, I love Nelson Mandela. I mean, talk about keeping your head up, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, he's my hero, too.
Absolutely. Wow, and how long did you live in Zambia?
89 through 91. Best experience ever. Kind of backfired on my parents, because now I have two biracial children. And before I went over, I was a skinhead, so.
You were a skinhead?
Yep.
Like, are you talking about, like, what kind of skinhead? Because there are all kinds of different ones. I mean, what kind of skinhead were you, like?
This is the Aryan Nation skinhead.
You were an Aryan Nation skinhead?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well. What was it about that attracted you to that?
I didn't know any better. You know, there wasn't that many black people around, and kind of my family never said any different, you know, and I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
You hear what you don't know.
Yeah, and do you think maybe part of that had to do with rebellion?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, because I was the same way, but on the other side of the political spectrum.
The whole anarchy thing. And
sure, I was left. I was very left-wing.
Right.
I mean, I wanted to run off and live in Cuba. So I mean that's where my head was coming from. But I've had skinheads on the air with me. I've talked to former skinheads before. But that's a whole subculture of music too.
Right.
So
Sex Pistols and Clash, and I liked all that.
Wow. You were a skinhead.
Yeah.
See, I find that to be amazing. Well, so going to Zambia just like changed your life, right?
Completely, like a 180.
Because you went there and you met black people, and it was like, well, they're no different than I am.
Well, at first I was like, don't touch me. Why are all these people trying to hug me all the time and bring me food all the time? But now it's like, I mean, that's my home. That's where eventually I would like to go back. I mean, that's my heart. Like, I've never met anybody. There could be 10 people sharing, like, 4 rations of food, and if you come over to their house, they're gonna be like, come on, come eat, you know, and they just invite you, and it's completely different.
And what would you, and I know we're getting totally off the subject here, but this is too interesting to let go. What would you say to somebody who just happens to be going up and down the AM, which stands for amplitude modulation band, and they heard you, and they're racist? What would you say to them?
Just open your mind a little, you know, kind of try to put yourself in their shoes and learn a little more about your history and, you know, just be a little bit more open-minded and surround yourself with other people than who you're with, because there's really some great people out there.
Boy, there's a great study and an article today, and I hope to get into it, in the New York Times about the racial divide in this country. Are you married now?
No.
Divorced?
No.
Never gotten married?
Nope.
Well,
you mean that way.
Yeah. So you're you're living here now. You're raising your kids.
Right.
And without giving away anything about like where you do this, what do you do for a living now?
Well, I have to say where I
No, you know, just give me. I mean, it's a profession.
I work for the county.
Ah, okay. So here's this kid who was rebellious, anti-establishment as hell, racist, skinhead, kind of
yeah.
Aryan ideology. You get shipped to Zambia.
Right.
It blows open your head. Your whole life changes. You come back to the United States, and now you're like the way you are now.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I think all bad kids should get shipped somewhere crazy.
Yeah, well, listen,
And I think our public people, I've always said this, and I like that Barack Obama said it for other people, but I think like our public, you know, figures should have to do like 1 year of community service. Like helping the homeless, you know, dishing out food or whatever, so that they actually have to relate to these people. I think it would change a lot of people.
Yeah, I find your story to be fascinating. I also find it to be extremely redeeming. So usually in the mornings here, I mean, we deal with bad news because that's what the media does. The media deals with bad news. But like you put like a gigantic positive on the morning. Boy, I'm glad you called
in.
I hope you call again.
I always call. Well, I don't always call, but I call sometimes. I'm always listening though.
Well, call because your input's valuable, and I really appreciate your honesty.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Fabulous day.
Yeah, you too.
We're halfway through the week.
You bet. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. What a great story that was. Well, now, all right, now, does that give you hope for humanity? Of course it does, because you know what? There's a lot of hope to be had. 851-851.
Wishful thinking.
No, not wishful thinking. Absolute idiocy on the part of the operator. Operator error.
Error.
It's 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk and traffic.
Traffic really picking up now, especially on the approaches to downtown on southbound I-25, eastbound I-70, and eastbound 270. Got speed traps to the north of us on I-25 between 104th and 84th. That's on both sides of the highway. Seeing several motorcycle officers pulling speeders over. So watch your speed as you cruise through North Glen and Thornton this morning. The forecast, mostly sunny. Stray afternoon thunderstorm is possible. Going to be dry and hot. High near 97. Right now, 66 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or evenings. Attend an open house August 13th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Florida billboard invokes 9/11 and pleads for voters not to vote for Democrats.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Have you ever wished you could have your investments managed by a team of America's top money masters? Well, there's an investment firm that thinks you had a pretty good idea. We're the Retirement Corporation of America, and we've identified 15 top mutual fund managers who consistently achieve outstanding results year after year in both up and down markets. We call this group our money masters. It doesn't matter if your investments total $300,000 or $30,000. These money masters are ready to help you maximize your investment potential year after year. We even have a free retirement investment plan waiting for you when you call 1-800-300-2050. Best of all, it's easy, because we can move your existing investments for you to create a Money Masters investment portfolio with low management fees, no commission, and no transaction fees. Look, if you've always wanted top Money Masters to manage your investments, call now for your free retirement investment plan. 1-800-300-2050. 1-800-300-2050.
I thought I was going to repeat that number again. 6:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you had bad experience going and buying a car, I certainly don't think you should repeat that particular experience again. And I would steer you to Rockies because you won't have that kind of experience They're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Now, how do you get to be Colorado's number one volume dealer? Well, you don't get that way by treating people badly and by trying to make the short dollar instead of the long dollar. And they've been family-owned and operated, been around since 1982, and you don't last that long without treating people right. And that's exactly what they do. Whatever it is you're in the market for, be it a gas saver or something else, maybe you need a truck for your business, maybe you're an independent business person, or whatever it could be. They've got it, and they've got a huge selection. And they'll show you the book on any vehicle you're interested in. That's right, they'll show you the book. And they've got their matching down incentive. Plus, they want to look at your trade-in. So how can you lose? Now, I'm not insisting that you go out there and buy. What I am asking you to do is go out there and take a look and see if there's anything out there that interests you, and notice the difference between Rockies and so many other car stores along the Front Range. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. That's Rockies Autos. And they're right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
With its exclusive IQ Roots technology, the new TomTom Go uses actual drive times to give you something no other GPS device can. The fastest way to get anywhere, each and every time. TomTom. Go confidently.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Little cure for Ashley. After the hour here on AM 760, you have Progressive Talk, Slight Chance of Thunderstorms, high today at 97. Jay Marvin, passionate, committed, and crazy. Name me two of your heroes. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Paul in Loveland. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. First of all, I just want to say that last call just made my day.
Yeah, made mine too.
And the second of all, I know we're running out of time. I work nights. I apologize for not being able to call in more, but I just love you. The very first time I heard you was when I moved here about 4 years ago. I tuned into AM 760 if you listen to the, quote, right-wing nuts that I was expecting. And I hear some guy talking about why he would never give up his SUV, and I'm thinking, here it goes. Once I heard your explanation, I was sold on you.
Well, thanks.
Anyway, I grew up in Berkeley. I love the Panthers and Lenny Bruce as well. It's very hard to boil it down to just two, but the two that come to mind right now, the first one is a guy named David Brower. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Yep.
He was president of the Sierra Club. He was eventually fired by them for being too radical.
That's
environmentally.
Right.
But he fought the building of a dam on the Grand Canyon, which is kind of hard to imagine a dam on the Grand Canyon now. He went on to found, I think, Friends of the Earth. He got fired from there, too, and founded the Earth Island Institute and died in 2000. So he's number one. My second one is Pete Seeger, and I admire him.
Oh, yeah.
He stood up to the House American
Activities Committee, yeah.
Among others, lots of people did. He stood up to Joe McCarthy, and he's still protesting. He's also been instrumental, I know, with Robert Kennedy in cleaning up the Hudson River.
Yep. Well, those
are my two right now.
Those are two good ones. And by the way, Berkeley, the home of one of my favorite radio stations of all time, KPFA.
KPFA, yeah. Amen.
I love Pacifica, but I would never...
I love Pacifica, too. Also, I just want to mention, are you familiar with the IWW, International Workers of the World?
Oh, sure, absolutely. The Wobblies?
I just joined because a friend of mine, a great post-skier by the name of Utah Phillips, passed away.
Right.
And I just decided somebody has to take his place, so...
Yeah, their office used to be in Chicago.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I think they're in Cleveland now.
I
really have a Denver chapter, and anybody can check them out at IWW.org. So.
All right, man, I got to run. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. You have a great day, and John, too.
All right, and John will have a good day, and we'll have more coming up.
Elite Repair, Elite Repair.
Chase.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. She assumed it would be a huge hassle and take all day. But then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it fast. Now that's convenient. So she called us and set up an appointment, which was simple with our 24/7 scheduling. And with our mobile service, I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her. Boy, was she surprised how easy it was to get her windshield fixed. She was thrilled with the results. And happy to know, our work is covered by a lifetime national warranty for as long as she owns the vehicle.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kaifen. Can it get any worse at the supermarket? A day after food and energy were blamed for a wholesale price surge, the government says consumer prices shot up at the fastest pace in a quarter century. This New York supermarket manager says get used to it.
They're going to go higher. There's really no end in the foreseeable future.
Consumer prices were up 1.1% last month. Energy prices were up more than 6%. U.S. diplomat William Burns has had Iran on his plate.
We and the administration are fully committed to diplomacy.
Now he's a key player in a policy shift on Iran, being sent to Geneva this weekend, where he and other world leaders are talking to Iran about nuclear weapons. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer in Washington. Peter, is this a symbolic move, or is there more to it?
Well, you know, Steve, we'll have to wait until the weekend meeting for the full answer to that, but this is clearly a break from what has been the administration's policy on Iran. Just a week after Tehran's saber-rattling missile test comes this word that Burns, by the way, the third-ranking U.S. diplomat, will be at that negotiating session. We're told President Bush personally approved the contact, but stressed it was a one-time decision with the U.S. there to listen, but not negotiate with Iran, Steve.
Sorrow and celebration in the Middle East. Palestinians waving Lebanese flags, hailing the prisoner released by Israel in exchange for the bodies of two soldiers. Many Israelis aren't so sure it was the right thing to do.
It's a terribly sad day for this country.
CBS's Robert Berger joins us live from Jerusalem.
Many Israelis see the deal as lopsided because Israel is releasing notorious Lebanese militant Samir Kuntar. He carried out a brutal terrorist attack in 1979, killing an Israeli in front of his four-year-old daughter and then crushing her head with a rifle butt. The mother accidentally smothered their infant daughter, trying to keep her quiet in a hiding place. Steve?
A 20-year ban on people with HIV visiting the U.S. or immigrating here could be on the way out. More live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Libya, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, that's who we're keeping company with and continuing to ban HIV-positive travelers. Senator John Kerry says even China has decided to move beyond what he calls an antiquated knee-jerk reaction to people with HIV. Kerry and Republican Gordon Smith have attached a measure repealing the ban to a foreign aid package up for passage this week. That bill would provide $50 billion to fight AIDS and other diseases in some of the world's poorest countries. Steve?
On the heels of winning the home run derby, Minnesota's Justin Morneau scored the winning run in the American League's 4-3 All-Star Game win over the National League.
I was as happy as I've been scoring a run in a long time.
Happy because it ended a 15-inning, 4-hour, 50-minute struggle at 1:37 in the morning. New York Daily News reports a convicted steroid distributor has given investigators shipping receipts for a package of human growth hormone he claims was sent to pitcher Roger Clemens. S&P futures are unchanged. This is CBS News.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book? Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight means same dates, times, airline restrictions, $250 maximum refund.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Why take
chances with your important documents. Trust the Design Print and Ship Depot at Office Depot, the only place you'll find Xerox certified print specialists. Get your copies made by the experts at Office Depot. Plus, now get 25% off all finishing services, including binding, laminating, and more. At Office Depot, we get it done right and on time. Office Depot, taking care of business. Available in-store only. Offers not combinable with any other offer. Expires July 26th.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. Summit County leaders setting a deadline, giving the Denver Water Board until 2 o'clock this afternoon to open the road along Dillon Reservoir, or they'll issue an order that could lead to criminal charges. Dillon Reservoir is Denver's main source of water, and the Water Board recently closed the dam road over security concerns. Summit County says the gates blocking the road are a safety hazard. On the heels of the government taking over California's Indy Bank, questions raised about bank solvency in Colorado. Formerly with the Denver Post, now with the Dow Jones, columnist Al Lewis says the banks that he's most worried about in Colorado are those heavily exposed in the real estate market.
There's going to be some surprises. You know, banks that we think had everything going for them are just suddenly be, gone. Well, I don't want to exactly point out which banks I think are going to go down, but, you know, what's happening everywhere else is happening in Colorado.
Business columnist Al Lewis. Lewis says banks all over Colorado have already suffered huge hits on the market, and he's seeing people respond by moving their money out of the smaller banks and into the larger ones that look more sustainable. A state lawmaker floating the idea of a four-day work week for many state workers. Loveland Representative Dan Morostica says the state could save $3 to $5 million, mostly in energy expenses. Utah is going to shift two-thirds of its state employees to the four-day week next month. Want to own a piece of history? Denver Parks auctioning old benches from Red Rocks Amphitheater. That auction happening online, eBay style. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And fortunately for us, this morning hasn't been too bad of a ride. Pretty standard delays around town. A little heavier on that drive southbound I-25 this morning, back up starting at 112th Avenue, getting down past 84th. And part of the problem is a speed trap that's set up in the reach. Got a lot of motorcycle officers pulling over those speeders up in the area. So just be aware of that. Coming into downtown, of course, we're starting to pack in, approaching I-70, getting down through Spear. Got about a 10-minute ride right now southbound 225 if you're hopping on from Parker Road, making your way down towards that Denver, Texas Center merge, and an accident on the right shoulder of the ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue onto southbound I-25 has that 6th Avenue drive backing up towards Federal. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't take chances with your important documents. Trust the Design Print and Ship Depot at Office Depot, the only place where Xerox certified print specialists get your work done right and on time. Only at Office Depot, taking care of business.
When someone comes in our store with that look in their eye, that I have an idea but I need help look, for me, that's what Sherwin-Williams is all about. That's why I'm here.
Our experts can help bring your ideas to life with incredible colors, the finest paints and stains, and advice you won't find anywhere else. And now, save $7 a gallon on a wide variety of our exceptional paints and stains. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ann Coulter.
Man, you are nothing like Ann Coulter. This is garbage.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And of course, Jay Marvin's random thoughts are available at jaymarvinblog.com. Don't you love when people refer to themselves in third person? And Jay Marvin says, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of a thunderstorm, high today 97. Anybody familiar with the author Harry Cruz? Harry Cruz? Had this book out called The Gypsy Curse, where one of the main characters' names was Al, and Al always referred to himself in second person. Al doesn't like that. Al don't think that's right. Maybe I should start doing that, referring to myself in third person. What do you think, John?
Sure. I'm trying to think of who else I know that talks like that.
There are some people in the media who do that. Does Ed Schultz do that?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Limbaugh?
L. Rushbo says.
Yeah.
Doesn't he do that a lot? Uh-huh. He refers to himself as L. Rushbo thinks.
Yeah. The third person. Jay Marvin feels.
Okay.
John Turk is getting angry.
Yeah, there you go. John Turk is mad. I just had to a caller. J. Marvin doesn't like this call. Slight chance of a threat of storms, high today 97. I don't want to go back in ancient history, and it is kind of ancient history because it's kind of faded out of the political discourse in this country and the social discourse in this country. However, every once in a while, somebody will still bring it up and kind of like a way to take a shot at any of us who are backing Barack Obama, and they'll say, "Well, I don't like him, and what about he preaches pure hate and Reverend Wright?" And they go on and on about Reverend Wright, and you remember that whole Reverend Wright thing? Remember that? Okay. Now, let's try this. One of the things that these folks would always say is they would always say, I doubt his sincerity because how could he sit through that church with that kind of behavior for 22 years? Now, they amassed 22 years of a guy's service to God based on one or maybe two sermons, right? Would we all agree on that? And even if he didn't have a pattern of doing it every other week, the question would come forward like, well, why did he sit there for 22 years and go through this? And I asked the question on the air here. I said, come on, are you telling me that there are people who don't go to their synagogues, who don't go to their mosques, who don't go to their temples, and who hear what their imams, what their priest says, or what their rabbi says, and they don't agree with it, and yet they still continue to go unless they do what I did when I was like 12 years old, which is give the rabbi so much grief I got kicked out of Hebrew school. But, I mean, most people just sit there and they go, right? They go through it. Okay, here's something that's in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, and I want to ask Catholics, and I want to ask others to comment on this, but if you're Catholic, I really want to hear about this. And particularly if you're a critic of Barack Obama's, because of the Reverend Wright situation, I really want to hear about this. In the Rocky Mountain News this morning, suit alleges sex abuse by priest. A new lawsuit against the Denver Archdiocese accused a dead priest of sexually abusing a man decades ago when he was an altar boy at a Loveland church. Now, I could go into the particulars of this. The victim is identified as John Doe 2A. And apparently this happened either in 1969 or 1970 at St. John the Evangelist Parish. The victim was a minor at the time, the complaint said. White, who died in 2006, has been implicated in many of the sex abuse cases settled by that archdiocese in the last 2 years. Local leaders of the Survivors Network of those abused by priests, a national victims advocacy group, announced the latest lawsuit at a news conference yesterday morning outside the Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception in Denver. This month, the Archdiocese released some of its personnel files on White as part of a lawsuit settlement. The files indicate church officials knew White was a pedophile but kept moving him from parish to parish. Okay, here's the central question. And Dan Kaplis, you're welcome to call in. Here's the central question. If you're Catholic and you have been reading this stuff in the headlines and these stories about priests sexually abusing young boys, these stories have been going on now for what, 5, 10 years, maybe longer, these stories? How have you stuck with the Catholic Church knowing that kind of stuff's going on? Anybody want to take a stab at this at 303-713-7600? And don't misunderstand me. This is not an attack on the Catholic Church. And it's not an attack on Christianity. And there are things about the Catholic Church that are well worth respecting, particularly their advocacy work for the poor. But if Barack Obama was supposed to quit his church, which he eventually did, and there was a huge outcry, well, you know, who sat there for 20 years? And they only listened to this guy. Okay, well, what about those of you that knew that knew this sexual abuse thing was going on, and you sat through that, and you didn't leave your church? What does that say? Is there a double standard here? There's one for Barack Obama, and then there's one for you? I'm interested. 303-713-7600. And I really want to hear what you have to say. I mean, I'm not attacking, but I think I'm pointing out kind of the irony of this situation in which you've got a rule, and doesn't that rule apply for everybody? Or does it just apply for a few people? And if you're not Catholic, that's okay too. I'd love to have your view on this. Because if you have any kind of religious experience at all, and you've gone to any church, or synagogue, or mosque, or temple, or whatever, you're bound to run up against a situation where the sermon, or whatever it is that they give, that you just don't agree with what they're saying. I mean, you just flat out do not agree with it. Probably a good example of this would be that you go to church, and your priest or your rabbi politics from the pulpit, and you don't agree with the politics that they're espousing. But yet you sit there anyway. Now, I find this fascinating that we have three lines open at 303-713-7600, and then nobody wants to address this, where folks were calling around all over the phones, not only on this radio station, but also on the other two in town, over the Reverend Wright thing, and now nobody wants to talk about the Catholic Church situation. What, is it too touchy that you don't want to get into it? You don't want to face this? Is that what the problem is? I realized when I saw this, I said, well, this is not going to be a big call getter, and I probably could flop doing this on the air. But I've always felt compelled to ask people about that and about this whole double standard thing. Here's Sherry in Lakewood. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I'm on my cell going to work, so I hope I don't get dropped.
Okay.
My husband and our family, we're Catholic. We love our church, but we are pretty disgusted with the priest controversy, and we really wish that they would allow married priests in the church. We think that that would take care of the problem.
Well, pedophilia has nothing to do with being married or not married. It has nothing to do with sex, per se. It's about power and control. But what about the idea, though, that you know this is going on, yet you, and I don't mean this as a criticism. I only mean it as a question.
Right.
That you haven't left your church.
Right. The way I look at it, and I figure there are bad people in every aspect of society and in churches, it's just kind of unfortunately that's the way it is. And we look at it that way. We go to a church, they're kind of a more informal church, and, our priest, he's pretty cool, big Broncos supporter. So, I don't know. We love our church, and I don't think we'll ever stop going, but we are very, not happy with the state of things. And we're also big Obama supporters.
Yeah, all right. So was it right for everybody to be suspect of Barack Obama? Because, well, this stuff was going on, and he went for 22 years, and, blah, 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 and on and on and on. And I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. And I think, with these Republicans that brought this church issue, to the front, and everybody has to, defend where they go, why they go, who they see, and church, that's separate from politics, I think, anyway.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's a good answer. And I think that it's kind of sad that we seem to have this big, double standard going on here, and nobody really wants to, they don't want to confront it. So they just want to let it go. So you don't have the same criticism. You don't have the same criticism towards him that you do. You see what I'm saying? In other words, Barack Obama gets all of this, catches all this flack. Yet people whose churches or synagogues or mosques or whatever it is, their leaders say something that they don't particularly agree with, and nobody ever asks them why they don't quit.
I understand what you're saying, and, you know, I don't know. I guess, you know, we like our church. We love our church. We won't stop going. But I know when Bush was running the last time, our deacon got up and started bringing politics into the sermon. And my husband says, if they tell us who to vote for, we're walking out. So, but he didn't. He just said, vote your conscience, and that's as far as that went. And I was glad of that, because I know in a lot of churches, whatever, they pretty much tell you who to vote for.
Yeah, they preach from the pulpit. Sherry, thank you. Great call. Really appreciate it, and have yourself a good day today.
Okay. You too, Jay. Love your show.
Oh, bye. Thanks. All right. Let's go to Ellen in West Virginia. Ellen, you're on AM 760.
Oh, hey. Boy. I'm back home after being gone a long time, and it's really hard for me not to, you know, I don't know, blow a fuse in the house of the Lord and just tell this man behind the pulpit to shut his holy pie hole. He has mentioned abortion and homosexuality several times, and I'm not saying I like abortion, but I'm saying I'm pro-choice, because a large part of that philosophy is making birth control available and just admitting it. Kids are going to be having sex whether we like it or not. So if you want to cut back on abortion, you might want to have birth control. But I know these people think, you know, they just want to put their head in the sand on the whole thing. He even did a whole sermon on Islam. And why it's...
Why that's another thing, too. Oh. I get this from people all the time, too. Oh, it's a hostile religion. Well, religion isn't hostile, really, in one way or another.
Well, it's really funny. I'll never forget watching the McLaughlin Group one time, and Lawrence O'Donnell, they were talking about the different presidential candidates, and Mitt Romney was still in the mix. And he blasted him like I'd never heard, for the violent history of the Church of Mormon. And I'm thinking, did you kind of forget about the kind of awful stuff the Catholic Church has done over its history? How many thousands of people have died after things that the early Catholic Church did when it was almost exclusively a political power? I mean, political took over a religion for a long time in the early history of the Catholic Church. I'm not going to condemn all Catholics to hell because of bad things some Catholics did in the past.
Wasn't the Spanish Inquisition fueled by the Catholic Church?
Lots of things like that, and I'm kind of embarrassing myself to not be. I have a couple of terms in my mind, but they might be wrong. But let's, you know, and this isn't like let's pick on Catholic Day. It's just a fact. Yes, you're right. There've been violence in many, if
okay.
not maybe all right. religions past.
All right. So the call for so the question of Barack Obama's character, vis-a-vis the Reverend Wright situation. How come the same questions aren't posed to those people whose churches engage in what we would call less than perfect behavior?
Well, look at how many less than perfect things have come out of Pat Robertson's mouth. You know, let's assassinate a world leader.
Well, okay.
We could be here all day talking about really bad things that they have said, but
right.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, see, that's kind of the question. That's kind of the question I'm posing and the question I'm asking. Ellen, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
Okay. 22 minutes after 7, 303-713-7600. And if you're a Catholic or just you want to make an observation about this, about the fact that Barack Obama, and it's still going on in right-wing corners, that Barack Obama, well, he was, you know, I can't vote for him. He was a member of this church with this guy, Reverend Wright. But, yeah, but what happens if you're a Catholic? I mean, story this morning in the Rocky Mountain News, suit alleges sex abuse by priest. And this is not the first one of these. And how many of you have stuck with your church and stuck with the Catholic Church knowing that this stuff is going on? Why are you let off the hook, but Barack isn't? That's what I'd like to know. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. And I'd also like to know about the traffic, and John Turk will inform us.
Here you go, Jay. Traffic thick coming south out of North Glen and Thornton. Stop and go on 25 from 104th down to 84th. Police also have speed traps set up here on both sides of the highway. Obviously, they're not really pulling over speeders on the southbound side, but keep an eye on your speeds as you're heading north through North Glen and Thornton. An accident in the cleanup phase on the shoulder of the ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to southbound I-25. That's causing backups around Federal, and we're seeing the normal jams on eastbound I-70 at the Mouse Trap, southbound 2 1/4 at Parker Road, and westbound 76 around 74th Avenue. and both sides of 270. Pretty full in Commerce City as well. The forecast, mostly sunny, late isolated.
Every day, we're getting smarter. Health-smart organic foods, gas-smart hybrid cars, and now Eco-smart organic insecticides. EcoSmart's patented blend of natural plant oils are just as effective as synthetic chemicals. They kill bugs fast without any toxins or harmful residue. So they're perfectly safe to use around children and pets. So get smart. Get safe, effective EcoSmart. Ant and roach, flying insect, and wasp and hornet killers. The 100% organic insecticide that works.
Get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
7:24, 24 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us this morning. How many times have you heard people say this? Oh, wait a minute, I got to go get my glasses. Maybe you said that. Well, wait a minute, I got to go. I got to find my glass. I can't find my glasses. How would you like to be out from underneath that problem forever? Well, I am. And you know why? Because I went to Icon LASIK. That's why. Now, I was eye shy. I was nervous. I've told you this before. And it took me a long time to get around to going. But I sat down with Dr. Anderson, and he said, look, let's take this one step at a time. First of all, go have your eyes examined, and we'll do it. Come down, let us look at your eyes. We'll tell you if you're qualified for LASIK. Okay, I agreed to that part. Then when I got there, they were so careful and so exact that I really thought, what the heck? I'd go have it done. Icon, and you know what? It was great, and it's been great. Icon LASIK, they offer interlace bladeless LASIK, NIDEC, and Wavefront LASIK technologies. They've got all of the latest stuff. Icon is the only LASIK center in Denver that has every available laser known to mankind. Prices start at $499 per eye. And they're just no better people than Icon. They have done over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So set up a free custom vision evaluation today to determine whether you're a candidate for LASIK eye surgery. Visit them at the Denver location in Mexico and Colorado or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway or pick up the phone and call them at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. IconDenver.com is where they are on the internets. I'll tell you what, one visit to Icon and your LASIK fears will be over and your vision will be a hell of a lot better.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-700-5976. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-700-5976. 1-800-700-5976.
Mr. Fix-It here every week to help you take care of those home improvement projects, from plumbing to decks, saving on your energy bills and other things. I'll always have expert help. Mr. Fix-It Paul McGregor urging you to join me Saturdays 1 till 3 right here on AM 760.
With its exclusive IQ Roots technology, the new TomTom Go uses actual drive times to give you something no other GPS device can. The fastest way to get anywhere each and every time. TomTom, go confidently.
The FISA bill takes the most powerful people in our country and gives them the power to go into the private lives of anybody. It is guaranteed that this power will be abused. If you don't want kids to eat candy, don't put candy on the table and walk out of the room. Because I guarantee you, eventually, the kids are going to eat the candy.
Mario Solis Merritt, afternoons 4 to 7.
This is a major assault on our way of life.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
28 minutes after the hour here, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, sliding in a few Victrola records. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 97. Suit alleges sex abuse by priest. Okay, what's the difference between sticking with the Catholic Church or any church when they do something, when they have this repeated behavior of this pathology of bad things going on? Barack Obama being challenged about his 20 years in the same church as Reverend Wright based on a couple of YouTube video sermons. Let's go to Mike in Westminster. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay, and thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
For me, it's a matter of taking a look at your church, your religion, and your own personal spirituality. I think all three of those are separate entities within themselves. I have left churches over many, many years. I don't have a lot of high regard right now for any formalized religion because that is just the interpretation of a specific group of hierarchy. But my own personal spirituality is what I depend upon and what I look at. Now, to leave a church after 22 years, that's leaving a social circle, that's leaving people that you grew up with that know you personally. Leaving a religion, I don't think Barack has Barack Obama specifically left his religious beliefs, nor in particular their spirituality. It's true the Catholic Church has captured a lot of the media attention, but believe me, I do not know of any of church pastors, bishops, etc., that have not committed these same kinds of abominations.
Well, that's a scary thing to say, that you think that the pathology runs that deep. This kind of stuff goes on, and you can't think of a single one who hasn't, or you think that they all have?
I can name you specific people, instances, etc. However, I have to keep in mind, too, that these individuals are human. I don't condone. In fact, I condemn what so many of them have done. The focus seems to be on the Catholic Church. And or Senator Barack Obama's church, that doesn't have anything to do with that specific religion, and certainly not his own spiritual beliefs.
No, but they tried to tie him into that, and I'm just wondering why it is that there's one set of rules for him and another set of rules for other people, in which you'd have to question somebody that would be a part of an institution where this kind of stuff repeatedly goes on time and time again.
Well, Jay, I couldn't agree more. However, those that scream the loudest are probably just as much, if not more, guilty of the same thing. You know, if somebody is accusing their spouse of stepping out, more than likely they're the ones that's doing the stepping out, and they're trying to make a cover for it. Look at some of these, Jimmy Swaggart,
Ted Haggard.
Yeah, Ted Haggard, all of them. They're the ones that screamed the loudest at abominations that other people were committing. Who were the ones doing it? They were.
Well, they were. All right, that certainly backs up the statement that it takes one to know one.
Sure. Okay. But who's the ones that's screaming the loudest about Senator Obama? It's the religious right, correct?
Yeah, but I also get it, though, from people who I would not characterize as being on the religious right, but people who I would characterize on being on the political on the political right.
Okay, agreed.
As a discrediting lever.
Sure. Well, are you telling me Senator McCain is a virtuous man?
Well,
no.
I don't know if I want to say that he is or isn't. What I want to say is that when it comes to him, I think he's terribly out of touch and misguided. I mean, any human being that makes the same mistake 2 days in a row, which is not to identify the fact that Czechoslovakia no longer exists and that it's the Czech Republic in Slovakia and they're 15 years behind the times. I mean, that kind of stuff worries me.
And maybe I'm using a bad example. The point is, you can leave a church, you can change religions, several religions parallel each other, but what's most important is your own spirituality and how you lead your own life. And Senator Obama, as far as I am concerned, he and his family live a spiritual life that guides them. He may have been brought up in a specific religion and a specific church for a long time. That doesn't account for how totally he conducts himself and lives his life now. Look at Jesse Jackson. I mean, wow, what a fine example, right?
Well,
back in the 70s when he was having an affair.
Well, I agree. I mean, I don't condone Jesse Jackson. You're right about that. I mean, I think that he's just the most suspect of the suspect. Hey, Mike, thank you, man. I got to run and get some traffic. I appreciate your call.
Have a good one, Jake.
Okay. 303-713-7600. Anybody else want to weigh in on this? About, you criticized Barack Obama for staying with his church and with Reverend Wright for 20 years, but what about those of you that stay with your church when things are wrong? And how about those of you that are Catholic? How do you stay connected to your church when there's pedophilia going on? I'm pretty interested about that double standard. 303-713-7600, and we'll take more of your calls coming up here. But right now, at 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour, Mr. Turk unravels the traffic.
Stop-and-go conditions from 120th to 84th as you travel southbound on I-25 this morning. Police have speed traps set up on both sides of the highway there. Really want to be careful if you're heading northbound as traffic's a lot looser and easier to get your speeds up. A couple of new accidents. Eastbound I-70 at Peoria, blocking the left-hand lane there and seeing brake lights around Havana. Another crash westbound C-470. This just north of Alameda, and it's blocking the center lane, causing some pretty lengthy delays back around Morrison Road. Emergency crews also still cleaning up a crash on eastbound 6th Avenue. This is you get onto southbound I-25. It's on the ramp there on the left-hand shoulder, but it is slowing people down around Federal. The forecast today, mostly sunny with a stray afternoon thunderstorm possible. Going to be dry and hot, high near 97. Right now, 70 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment.
Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Drive into Sonic today for a supersonic breakfast toaster. Double meat and double cheese between two slices of thick Texas toast.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It'smycarnow.com.
It'smycarnow.com.
You know where knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge? I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. It's State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Know what you owe? Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto is one of the most unique car stores in all of the Front Range. Why? Because of the way they conduct business, which is they just lay their cards out on the table. They look you right in the eye, and they say, hey, I mean, this is the way it is. The fact that they'll show you the book on any vehicle that they have a matching down incentive, and that they're interested in seeing your trade-in. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles in Colorado, and they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. And you don't reach that point by doing people wrong. You reach that point by doing people right. And that's exactly what Rockies has done. They've been around since 1982. So if you do the math on that, you'll also see that you're never going to get from 1982 to 2008 unless you do business the right way. Rockies Autos, whatever it is you're looking for, from a gas-efficient vehicle to something for your business to something for the grad, it doesn't make any difference what it is. They've got it all, and they've got a huge selection, and I think you'll be pretty knocked out when you see all the inventory they have, and they've got more inventory coming on all the time. Rockies Autos, check them out. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you see a boy who struggles to walk or climb stairs, you could be noticing symptoms of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Duchenne is the most common lethal genetic disorder of childhood. If you suspect your son or a boy you know may have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, contact Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy to learn more. Treatments exist that can make a real difference. Why not become informed about what you can do?
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications such as heart attack. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Barack Obama at Invesco Field. Sure, why not? It's corporate, it's big. John McCain could never fill a stadium. He's not even at the large theater level. Now there's this new tag on this stadium appearance where the Broncos play. Denver's got to be happy. Broncos haven't won a Super Bowl since 1998. Barack is their best shot to go all up.
Randy Rhoads, afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Bronco fans, I feel your pain. I'm a Miami Dolphin. Hello.
Forty minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today, 97. I'm a Darren Law race fan, and he'll be racing this weekend in the Rolex Grand Am on Saturday. So go Brumos Porsche. Okay, we're talking about the Catholic Church. Suit alleges sex abuse by a priest. This has been going on, these sexual abuse charges, and dioceses all over the country have been settling on this. And, of course, we all remember that Barack Obama had to take all these shots about him being involved in the church with Reverend Wright based on two YouTube video sermon excerpts. And the end result is that nobody sat and asked the question of somebody who's Catholic and said, you know, listen, I mean, how do you stay with your church with this going on? Or it could be any other church. So it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't mean another temple, synagogue, mosque. I mean, if you don't agree, what's the deal? One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Greg in Aurora. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. I just wanted to put in a perspective on something. First, let me tell you real quick. I'm a Christian, but I don't go to church at this time. I don't have a, you know, it's a personal thing with me. But I can see why Barack Obama stayed at a church for 20 years. I think people are missing one point about a lot of these churches is the fact that, what the fact is, Jay, is that they're a community. I'm sure Barack Obama has friends and family and lots of people he knew that went to that church. The church, you know, sure, the sermons are an important part of it, of course, but I think a big part of being a part of a church is part of the community that goes with it. And I can see him and his wife and, you know, the friends they must have had at that church. I'm sure it was really hard to leave. I mean, it's a situation where I think people are looking at a church as a single relationship between a priest and a person, and that's not what I've seen.
guess.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I think you're right about that. I mean, there's a lot more that goes with it than just going to a Sunday sermon or a Sunday service. I mean, you're right. It's community, and you've got friends, and you've got people in common that you've known for a long time, and, you know, to turn around and say, well, listen, I mean, I'm going because of whatever reason. I mean, it has to be tough, but the thing is that there's got to be a situation where you are, no, there doesn't have to be, but there could be a situation that would present itself where you would have to make that would make that choice. And I wonder how many Catholics, for instance, who not only sit through this, but also a lot of the other things that are said, such as birth control and a woman's right to choose and so many other issues, but they stay with the church anyway, even though they disagree with what's coming out of Rome or what's coming from the church itself. They disagree with it. And some of those thoughts would be considered to be out of the mainstream, and yet then these same folks would turn around and they would question anybody else who would stick with a religious institution where they might perhaps not agree with what's being said. I mean, after all, you know, you've got people out there like Pat Robertson and Hagee and you know, even Billy Graham, who was anti-Semitic, and I suspect still is, but they don't get, you know, they don't get chastised for that. And I mean,
I agree, it's a double standard. And one of the situations that I think is pressing that people don't think about is, you know, I think that people don't weigh out, I don't think people weigh the issues and make an informed decision about, you know, where they're going and who they're listening to and who's guiding their life, you know. I mean, there are people, I mean, there obviously he's in the spotlight. There are people that follow Pat Robertson and believe the words that come out of his mouth. I mean, it amazes me, you know.
No, well, it's hard. You're right. A lot of it is just like you shake your head and wonder, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is he coming from?
You know, we're in a very much you know how sensationalist people are. You know how people jump on a bandwagon. I mean, anything. I mean, the Bush administration has proved if you lie about something enough, people will believe it. I mean, one of the situations is people are very. I don't want to say people are more easily manipulative these days, but Jay. I mean, people. You know, believe what people tell them. If you tell a lie long enough, people believe it is the truth. And you know how that is. Look at what they did with Kerry's record, you know, his war record. I mean, in the same thing, you know, in the church, you tell people something long enough and they'll believe it.
Yeah,
you know?
and the same idea of repeating smears over and over again, and then people latch onto it and they, you know, that they absolutely believe it's the truth. Greg, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
I appreciate it.
All right. Here's Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Jay, I guess I disagree with your comparison. I don't think it's apples to oranges at all on that.
Oh, I'm shocked that you disagree.
Well, let me give you the example that I'd like to give you. Let's say there's a teacher in school that has or is guilty of sexual abuse. Are you saying that people shouldn't put their kids in the school system?
I mean, we're wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold a second. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that at all. And not only am I not saying that at all, I'm saying that there are plenty of parents who do choose to remove their kids, and most schools do not have repeated incidents of it. And you started down the road to say one church, but I have to remind you that it's all over the country, and as a matter of fact, it bankrupted the Diocese of Los Angeles.
I agree it's more than one church, but it's not an indictment on the entire institution, whereas you're talking about a single church with a single pastor with a fellow who sat there for 20 years versus church where maybe 1% of the priests were guilty of this.
No, wait a minute. Hold on a second. That church was not a church unto itself. It was affiliated with other churches. It was affiliated with a strain of Christianity. I mean, what's the difference between sitting there and not agreeing with what your preacher says and the disagreeing of what your pastor says or your rabbi says? I mean, at what point do you turn around and say, look, I just don't buy it anymore, and I'm not going there. And yet there's no criticism ever circulated about anybody else engaging in this behavior, but all this criticism was based on two YouTube videos. I mean, don't you find that to be inconsistent?
There was tremendous criticism. I sat in pulpits as bishop's letters were read addressing this incident, and I guess I would tell you, if I was going to a Catholic church and there was a priest who was guilty of sexual, being a sexual predator, I would not attend that parish. But that's not the same.
Well, but there are.
Try to compare it.
Well, you know what?
Apples and oranges comparison.
You know what? You can say that, but there are a lot of people who still do go, and you can say it's an apple and oranges comparison, and I would expect nothing less from you because it fits into your ideology. All right, Eddie, thanks for expressing your opinion, but I got to go get traffic and I got to do some other stuff. Thank you for being a gentleman. I appreciate it. Oh, and he had to hang up.
What a gentleman.
Yeah,
hey, Jay, I got this for you. The John Jay Report commissioned by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops found accusations against 4,392 priests in the USA, equaling about 4% of all U.S. priests between 1950 and 2002.
Oh, Eddie only said it was 1 to 2%.
4,392 priests.
Oops. Looks like you got caught again, Edward, my man. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk for traffic.
Going to take you a while to move down I-25 from North Glen and Thornton this morning. Speeds in the single digits to teens from 120th down to 84th, and again from I-70 to Spear once you get downtown. On I-70, got a crash on the westbound side near Peoria. It's sitting in the left lane, causing jams back to 225. Only other problem, a crash westbound C-470 after Alameda. The forecast, mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Going to be another hot one with highs pushing into the upper 90s. Currently 71 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a supersonic breakfast toaster. Double meat and double cheese between two slices of thick Texas toast. Choice of sausage, bacon, or ham. Try one anytime with a premium roast, iced, or hot latte. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Everyone's talking about going green these days. We'd all like more information on where and how to do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo brought to you by Chevrolet is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLO, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass. Now together to serve you better.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. She assumed it would be a huge hassle and take all day. But then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it fast. Now that's convenient. So she called us and set up an appointment, which was simple with our 24/7 scheduling. And with our mobile service, I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her. Boy, was she surprised how easy it was to get her windshield fixed. She was thrilled with the results. And happy to know, our work is covered by a lifetime national warranty for as long as she owns the vehicle.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
7:53, 53 minutes past the hour. Her name is 760 Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. Here's our man, Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. All right, here's some news for you. Consumer prices surge 1.1% in June. That's the most since 1982. The figure is reported by the Labor Department. Was well above what economists had expected as rising gasoline prices strained an already struggling economy.
That is correct, Mr. J. Marvin. That is correct. Now, year over year, that's a 5% increase in the CPI, inflationary number, and that is the highest since May of 1991. So inflation clearly is raising its ugly head. Rearing its ugly head. And retail sales were lower than expected yesterday, so it's very, very, very clear that the economy is struggling a little bit and we have some issues. Having said all that, last night after the market closed, Intel, which is the world's number one supplier of microprocessors, the electronic brains of PCs, reported earnings that were better than expected. Now I hear a lot of people saying the U.S. doesn't generate or manufacture anything anymore. Well, Intel supplies about 80% of the world's supply needs for electronic processors. AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, supplies the other 20%. That's a lot of product out there. And Intel's earnings were better than expected, and they guided that they would, in the future, meet expectations as well, in their opinion. Also, Wells Fargo, everybody's concerned about the banks. Wells Fargo's earnings last quarter beat estimates, and believe it or not, Delta Airlines did, too. So there's bad and there's good. So, you know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. The Dow is up 21 points right now. The NASDAQ Composite's up 3 1/3. S&P's up 3. The Russell's up 1 1/4. Oil's down about $1.60 a barrel. Not a horrible day, but not a great day. Just kind of a boom day on the market.
Well, things are a little bit on the optimistic side, and that's good. Now, people are nervous, and they're nervous about their nest egg, and they're nervous about retirement, and they're nervous about how to get started to make sure that when they reach that age that they're taken care of. And this is something that I found out through personal meetings with you, that this is something that Presidential Brokerage deals in. And talk about how people get in touch and get started with you.
Well, just give us a call. Stop by. In fact, I recruited over from another firm about a year ago, a couple of guys. Eric Mullen and his brother Brady, bright, bright, bright guys. Really a lot of experience and knowledge in the market. Give a call and they'll chat with you today, let you know what we do. If it makes sense, great. If it doesn't, no hard feelings. 303-749-2770 is the number. Ask for Eric today. 303-749-2770. Now the Dow's up 45 points, Jay.
Well, if I come by your office, I mean, since I listen to you on the radio, can I get your autograph?
Come on, man. I'm riding on your coattails, and I'm way behind you, buddy. And I will auction off on eBay the chair that J. Marvin sat in.
Oh, you're the best. You are the best, Michael. We'll talk to you tomorrow, pal.
All right, cool, Daddy.
All right, see ya. He's a great guy. Does a Sunday show, too, by the way, on KHOW. And I think that's at 8 o'clock in the morning. So really worth checking out. This guy knows his business. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Where are we going here, Mr. Turk? This is where we're going. Back to the show. Yeah. All right. High today, 97. Slight chance of thunderstorm. See, there's always something out there to be happy about. Okay, I got time for one more call on this whole Catholic business. And let's go to Gloria. Gloria's gone. Gloria, what did you drop off for? Because I was going to take care of you. Okay, let's go to Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you got it in about 60 seconds. Do it. Well,
hello.
Nice uptake, Bob. You're getting started pretty quickly.
Hello.
Yeah, you got 60 seconds. Go, man.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. I have a few things. One of them is I appreciate your show. I'm glad there's something on besides just misinformation from the right. Another thing is my mother was a church member for 40 years in a church where they changed pastors 4 times. She agreed with some, disagreed with others, still stayed in. And another thing is, in the 60s, I went in the Peace Corps, you couldn't even buy anything from China. It was illegal. You couldn't even study China in school. Now everybody buys everything from China.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yep. And now what do we do with those people? Do we accuse them of buying things from China when we weren't supposed to? China's the same government it was. essentially.
Well, you know what? You're right about that. And plus, not only do we do business with China, we also still continue this stupid embargo and boycott of Cuba. What's the point behind that?
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And then we accuse them of all kinds of things like what? Creating a situation like where the elite got all the money, every scrap of the money, so that the revolution had to occur and had to throw out the leaders.
Yep, you're exactly right about that. Robert, thank you, man. Appreciate
it. Okay, thank you, sir. All
okay.
Right, bye-bye.
Good to get calls from Colorado Springs because I really do like the Springs. More coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Stick around.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Florida billboard invokes 9/11 and pleads for voters not to vote for Democrats.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, Bloomberg and Associates.
Yes, could you put me through to Jack Beasley? This is Cindy Adams. Hello? Hello? Did you just put me on hold?
Oh, no, sorry. That's not the on-hold music. That's my personal soundtrack.
What? Just put me through to Mr. Beasley.
One moment, please.
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus can connect you to a world-class bachelor's or master's degree online. So if you're looking for a convenient way to advance your career, we answer the call. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Jack's not answering. Would you like his voicemail? Oh, wait. I love this part.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Energy prices broke the bank last month.
It's horrible. And in a little while, everybody's going to be on a bike or a moped.
Surging gas prices get the blame for a 1.1% jump in consumer prices in a fresh report from the government.
Gasoline is the most noticeable thing to the consumer, but it's been across the board in terms of commodities, food.
Economist Julia Lynn Coronado. A new poll on economic confidence shows it's fading away. Pollster John Zogby's index fell to a near record low.
Housing crisis, people getting laid off for the first time in years. There's a funk out there.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke testifies before a House committee shortly. Yesterday he told senators inflation could rise more in the months ahead. 12 years ago, TWA Flight 800.
It just burst into flames and then came straight down into the ocean.
Now the government's about to order fuel tank upgrades to prevent the kind of explosion that brought the plane down. Live to Washington and CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Steve, in about a half hour in front of twisted Flight 800 wreckage, Transportation Secretary Mary Peters will reveal a rule mandating that center fuel tanks be upgraded to flush out explosive gases that build up when tanks are full. Airlines will have 10 years to equip their fleets with a new device. This is not expected to be a costly revision, but it has taken a long time for the government to make this change because of extensive debate about the need for it. Steve?
In Geneva this weekend, a first, a top U.S. diplomat will be there as other countries negotiate with Iran about its nuclear intentions. There are no direct meetings planned with Iran's top nuclear negotiator.
The fact that the administration is sending someone to this meeting is a very big deal. And since Obama has put it into the political debate, it is sure to stay as part of the political discussion.
That's CBS's Bill Plant at the White House. Afghan police say U.S. troops have now left a remote base where a militant attack killed 9 Americans on Sunday. Insurgents have seized the nearby village, and police are waiting on reinforcements in a bid to regain control. In Israel, Hezbollah prisoners are prepared for release, part of a controversial swap for 2 dead Israeli soldiers who've now been handed over and identified.
Many Israelis are outraged because the deal includes Lebanese militant Samir Kuntar. He killed an Israeli in front of his 4-year-old daughter and then crushed her head with a rifle butt in 1979. The attack is widely perceived as one of the most brutal in Israel's history. Critics say freeing him is a victory for Hezbollah.
An awful scene in Central California. Relatives begging for help after a truck and an SUV carrying farm workers collided, plunging both vehicles into a 17-foot deep irrigation canal. At least 5 people killed. The late heart pioneer Dr. Michael DeBakey will be buried in Houston today in surgical scrubs, as his family had requested. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 72 points. This is CBS News.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme. Put a hybrid propulsion system in a place where it can do some real good. A full-size SUV utilizing electric and gasoline working together to do full-size chores. The Chevy Tahoe Hybrid. It's a whole new level of efficiency. The Green Car Journal thinks so. They named it their 2008 Green Car of the Year. At participating dealers only. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
Now you can share your color inspiration at colorofinspiration.com, the new online community from Sherwin-Williams, where you can post photos, chat about what inspires you, maybe even inspire someone else. Once you've found your colorful inspiration, save $7 a gallon on a wide variety of our exceptional paints and stains for incredible inspiration and great savings. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. Protesters coming to Denver for the Democratic National Convention might be camping at the Stock Show. City officials at odds with the 20,000 people expected to show up to demonstrate next month. The 10th State University organizers thought City Park would be ideal for their overnights, but would have to clear out of the park by 11. Now the Stock Show grounds are an option.
That's definitely an option if it's something that is going to be provided for the people free of charge.
Tent State University organizer Adam Young. Summit County taking the Denver Water Board to court, demanding the road over the Dillon Dam be reopened. Joe Chiaro has more.
The Lake Dillon Fire Protection District has issued a notice of violation to Denver Water. Summit County says gates the Water Board put up on the Dillon Dam Road violate fire codes and are a safety hazard. Denver Water closed the road because of security concerns, but Summit County wasn't consulted. Denver Water has until 2 o'clock this afternoon to open the road, or Summit County says it will issue an order that could lead to criminal charges.
That's Joe Chiaro. 4 days instead of five. Many state workers could be looking at putting their 40 hours in over 4 days instead of the usual five, an idea of a four-day state work week being floated by State Representative Dan Marostica of Loveland. Marostica says it would save the state money as much as $3 to $5 million a year and save those employees on their gas bill with one less day of commuting. The governor's office thinking about the four-day week, but says it might be bad for customer service outlets like the DMV. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we are starting to see a lot of areas around town get back to normal, including both directions of I-70 as well as that drive 270 if you're coming across Commerce City. Still jammed up on the north end for southbound I-25, starting on the approach to 104th down to 84th Avenue. A lot of stop and go then from I-70 through Spear. Of course, 225 is loaded up both directions now from Parker Road, making your way across Aurora, and eastbound C-470 from Santa Fe as you make your way over towards University. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive. Talk.
Do you believe in discounts? Switch to State Farm and you will. If you have a great driving record, you could start saving the minute you sign up. Talk to an agent today and get your reward here and now. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When someone comes in our store with that look in their eye, that I have an idea but I need help look, for me, that's what Sherwin-Williams is all about. That's why I'm here.
Our experts can help bring your ideas to life with incredible colors, the finest paints and stains, and advice you won't find anywhere else. And now, save $7 a gallon on a wide variety of our exceptional paints and stains. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let's step up to the plate and fix the problems.
Oh, yeah,
instead of fear-mongering and arguing and name-calling and attacking and going crazy.
Yes, sir. I don't know. Maybe I'm alone on this.
Yeah, maybe you are.
Jay Marvin. Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
They're going to be locked up somewhere. No, don't laugh. You, too, could end up in Guantanamo. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Slight Chance Thunderstorms, high today 97. Jay Marvin, Dissent, Discussion, and Disagreement. And I keep bringing this up a lot because I want you to know about this. There's a lot of amendments on the ballot, and one of those amendments is Amendment 47. It's also Initiatives 53 and 59. And we're going to talk to Protect Colorado's Future. Colorado's Future has released the records revealing that convicted criminals were hired to collect these signatures. Let's go to Jess Knox, who is executive director of Protect Colorado's Future.
That's protectcoloradosfuture.org. And, Jess, good morning, and nice to have you on the show.
Good morning, Jay.
Okay, now there are a lot of people here who don't know what we're talking about. So let's cover this very quickly. Amendment 47 is?
Amendment 47 is an amendment that's often called the Right to Work Amendment.
Which is the Right to Work for Less Amendment, actually.
Exactly. And 53 and 59 are two amendments that are on the ballot to treat our firefighters, our teachers, our cops, our public employees different from everybody else in relation to their political contributions and their and where they want their payroll deductions to go to. So altogether, this is a massive effort by out-of-state special interests to really mess with the Colorado economy and interfere with the ongoing conversations between employers and employees here in Colorado.
Okay, now, in order to get an initiative on the ballot, you have to garner a certain amount of signatures, and the number slips my mind. What's that number? Do you know?
It's about 76,000, Jay.
Okay. So you got to get people to go out and get these 76,000 signatures. Now, it used to be that, and I think most people think this, that when you walk out of the King Supers, or you walk out of the Safeway, or you walk out of the Whole Foods, or you walk out of Wild Oats, or you walk out of any of those places, and there's somebody there who's gathering a signature, or is in, you know, working the malls or whatever, you figure, well, this person must really be behind this amendment. They really must really believe in this cause. And there are some people out there who do. But what you guys have extracted here and found out is that the organizations that are behind 47, 53, and 59 have hired convicted criminals to collect the signatures. Now, how do we know that these convicted criminals aren't just like forging the signatures?
That's a really good point, Jay. And we believe that Coloradans have a right to know which ballot issues they're being asked to support by registered sex offenders and other violent criminals. As you indicated, we've showed the evidence that these incidences have occurred. We think it's completely reckless that companies like Kennedy Enterprises, Lamb Consulting, and others will risk allowing child molesters, violent criminals, and even people convicted of credit card fraud to collect the personal, private information of Coloradans. At the very minimum, they should have run a simple, routine background check on their petition circulators. And now, what our group has asked, and we think is an appropriate step, is that the backers of 47, 53, and 59 need to withdraw their petitions in light of this information.
And are you going to take them to court to try to get this done?
Well, there's a process that's set up by statute, and frankly, up until this point, what we've seen is these type of tactics have resulted in what we believe is a pervasive and massive pattern of fraud. What we presented to the Secretary of State and to the court about a month ago was a consistent pattern by the backers of Amendment 47 of potentially breaking the rules and potentially breaking the laws even, where they use out-of-state circulators, use fake addresses, fake notaries, and other really, really significant problems to get 47 on the ballot. We know that 53 and 59, the backers of those initiatives, are using the same companies. And last week we submitted a request for investigation by the Secretary of State to his office regarding the fraudulent behavior that we think that the circulators of initiative in 53 and 59 have done. And I should say, it's not just what we think. We presented hard evidence. This isn't just what we feel on our own. We presented real evidence to the Secretary of State, and we presented real evidence to the court. And all we hear from the other side are silence and excuses. And what we think is that they have an obligation to Coloradans to pull these initiatives.
Who's behind 47, 53, and 59?
Well, up until this point, 47, 53, and 59 each have legal proponents. Those proponents include Ryan Frazier, Julian J. Cole, our two gentlemen who are behind 47, and Nancy Spence and John Caldera and others are behind 53 and 59, the folks at the Independence Institute.
Oh, boy, knowing John Caldera is behind him, I mean, that's going to make me rush right out and sign that signature immediately. This is the same guy who got on the air here a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was a week ago, and referred to Barack Obama as Jimmy Carter with a tan. Nice man, isn't he?
Yeah, there are some questionable choices, And what I've heard from him or through other folks is that all I've heard is excuses, and he thinks it's an issue that should be looked at, but that's just not enough. These are anti-fraud laws that are in place for a reason, and they've been repeatedly violated. We will continue to present evidence, but I think he has a responsibility and obligation to stand up, be a responsible public official, and withdraw his initiatives from consideration this year.
All right. Keep us apprised as to what's going on with this, will you please? And we urge everybody to go to your website, protectcoloradosfuture.org, and let us know how not only the court but also the Secretary of State, how this comes out. Will you please?
We will. Thanks for having us, Jess.
Jess, thanks for coming on, man.
Take care.
All right. Well, let's welcome to these microphones at 8:13, 13 minutes after 8. Well, that sounds like a radio introduction. Fresh off the road from his book tour, Uprising. He'll be back on the tour here shortly. But you've got events coming up both here in Denver and also in Boulder. It's the world's smartest man, David Sirota.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
All right. Welcome back from the heartland, man.
Yeah, I did Chicago to Denver in one day a couple days ago.
Whew. I've done that. That's a long drive.
Yeah, big lesson. Nebraska is a big state.
Yeah, it really is.
Another lesson. Grand Island, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Neither Grand nor an island.
No, that's very true. The only reason I know about Grand Island, Nebraska, is because back in the old days when the Federal Communications Commission meant something, they had a big office there.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell us that you did radio there once.
No.
Like every city that I've been to, that I've talked to people, they're like, oh, Jay Marvin used to do radio out here.
Well, I've had a lot of jobs. You know, listen, I once flirted with a job in Omaha, but I never took it.
Yeah, well, Omaha is a... It's really the middle of the country.
You act as if Nebraska's not that bad of a place.
No, actually, Nebraska actually was better than I'd never been to Western Kansas. That place.
That's pretty grim.
It's like apocalyptic out there.
Like it is.
It had its great days like a century ago.
That'd be a good poll, you guys. What's worse, Western Kansas or the trip across I-76 in Nebraska?
Western Kansas.
I'd say the trip across Nebraska.
But Western Kansas is really hurting. I mean, really.
Yeah, they're in a lot of trouble. Lawrence is a pretty good town.
That's not Western Kansas.
No, you're right.
But Lawrence is cool.
Yeah, it is. Topeka's not bad either.
No, not bad.
You see that big wind farm out there as you approach Kansas City? It goes for about 20, 25, 30 miles. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's cool. But Western Kansas, Hayes, those places are really...
Yeah, they're in tough shape.
Yeah.
They're in real tough shape.
Don't you love Ogallala?
Yeah, I got a speeding ticket in Ogallala at 98 miles an hour a couple years ago.
Try to get through there fast if you can.
Yeah.
Well, come on now, you guys. I mean, Ogallala's not that bad.
No, well, the cop actually, when he pulled me out, I asked to see the speed gun. The cop said, he got really sort of annoyed, and he was like, well, we can go have the court right now. We can, you want to go bring you to court if you want to fight this. We can go to, I'll call up the judge right now. And I was like, I shouldn't be messing around with this.
Yeah, they always pull that
stunt. The court system was wide open in Ogallala for you.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not busy. We can go throw you into court
now. They always pull that stunt. I had a friend named Bob Cole. He's done the morning show now for years at KOKE in Austin. But when he worked all nights at WIOD in Miami and I worked all nights at WMPS in Memphis, kids, do not imitate this behavior. He and I were in Austin and had to go to Nashville, so we took a bunch of methamphetamines and got in the car and started driving. And we got tagged. We got pulled over in some little town outside Houston. And neither one of us had any cash on us, so I had to go to jail and stay as collateral while Bob went down the street to find a bank that was open so he could get some money off his Visa card.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This needs to be in, I'm telling you, I've been pushing you to write a book. This needs to be in the J. Marvin Reader.
Well, that was a weird experience. And, you know, the sheriff was one of these, well, y'all sit in here now and just put your feet up a while. You bank doesn't open for another hour. You'll be here for a while. I said, hey, man, well, like, do I get breakfast? Hell no. Oh, okay. I mean, I don't get the traditional bologna sandwich, a little carton of milk, and a small little rotten apple.
Did you get your phone call?
No, I didn't get that either. I didn't ask for one. I just wanted Cole to get to the bank and get the money so I could get out. I wasn't interested in calling anybody. All right, we'll come back and discuss what's going on here with David Sirota. It's 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And John Poik has traffic.
Still pretty busy around town, but we have cleared most of those accidents. We do have a new one, however, on C-470 as you head west at Alameda. This is the second accident in this spot this morning, so be careful as you're heading past Morrison Road and approaching I-70. Just the usual jams in Denver and Boulder. Single-digit speeds, however, on southbound I-25 from I-70 down to Spear. One surface street crash out there, northbound Ward Road at 49th. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, a stray afternoon.
Don't let car buying make you sad,
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go,
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up, need some wheels but got no cash, and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com. Itsmycarnow.com.
Hello, Bloomberg and Associates.
Yes, could you put me through to Jack Beasley? This is Cindy Adams. Hello? Hello? Did you just put me on hold?
Oh, no, sorry. That's not the on-hold music. That's my personal soundtrack.
What? Just put me through to Mr. Beasley.
One moment, please.
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus can connect you to a world-class bachelor's or master's degree online. So if you're looking for a convenient way to advance your career, we answer the call. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Jack's not answering. Would you like his voicemail? Oh, wait. I love this part. Da, da, da.
Automobile stunts. They have a huge selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles, gas efficient vehicles, you betcha, and they'll show you the book on any car that you look at. Any vehicle you look at, you can see the book on that vehicle. They also have a matching down incentive, and on top of that, they want to see your trade too, and they're serious about that. So keep in mind the fact that they've been around since 1982, and you just don't stay around from 1982 to 2008 without doing something right. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so it gives you plenty of shopping time, particularly with the daylight hours that we have. So get out there, and they'll help you out. And they'll not only find something for you to fall in love with, but they'll also make it economically practical for you. And, you know, you can explore options of better gas mileage and cutting down on your car payments and things like that. Rocky's Autos, you can't miss them. They've got a big sign. They're right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And tell them that J. Marvin sent you.
Honey, let's go out to dinner this week.
Where? That stuffy French place?
And how does a three-course meal for two at Ruth's Chris for $89 sound?
Not stuffy, not French. Perfect.
The Ruth's Chris Summer Celebration for Two is only $89. Enjoy our delicious filet, chicken, or seafood in the warm and inviting atmosphere Ruth's Chris is famous for.
So, when do you want to go?
I'll be in the car.
Ruth's Chris Summer Celebration for Two, a three-course meal for two people for just $89. Only at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, available for a limited time.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix! See terms of use.
The FISA bill takes the most powerful people in our country and gives them the power to go into the private lives of anybody. It is guaranteed that this power will be abused. If you don't want kids to eat candy, don't put candy on the table and walk out of the room. Because I guarantee you, eventually, the kids are going to eat the candy.
Mario Solis Merritt, afternoons 4 to 7.
This is a major assault on our way of life.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
They're smart enough to figure out whether they're going to drive less or not. I mean, you know, it's interesting what the price of gasoline has done. Is it caused people to drive less. That's why they want smaller cars. They want to conserve. But the consumer's plenty bright, Mark. The marketplace works.
Yeah, I wonder. Hey, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, David Sirota, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today, 97. You got a book signing deal. When is this, tonight?
Tattered Cover on Colfax tonight at 7:30.
Well, that's right over there by my house.
Yeah. I did. I was at the Boulder bookstore yesterday.
Gee, maybe I'll come by tonight.
You should.
I'm serious.
I hope you do. I hope everybody listening does.
I can stay up. Maybe till about
8.
8.
We'll get you out of there before then.
The fall apart. Yeah, that was. Let's listen to some of these cuts from George W. Bush from yesterday, and we'll get your take on what he has to say. John, roll some of those.
Another question?
Yes, the other question.
When will the economy turn around?
Yes.
I'm not an economist, but I do believe that we're growing. And I can remember, you know, this press conference here, people yelling recession this, recession that, as if you're economists. And I'm an optimist. You know, I believe there's a lot of positive things for our economy. But I will tell you, it's not growing the way it should, and I'm sorry people are paying as high gasoline prices as they are. And all I know is good policy will help expedite, you know, it will strengthen our economy.
You think it will change? Will you leave office?
I certainly hope it changes tomorrow. But it's also realistic to know things don't change on a dime. But nevertheless, the economy is growing. There's obviously financial uncertainty. We've talked about the decisions on the GSEs here. People need to know that if they've got a deposit in a commercial bank, the government will make good up to $100,000 worth of their deposit. You know, there's no question it's a time of uncertainty. There's a lot of events taking place at the same time. But we can pass some good law to help expedite the recovery. One such law is a good piece of housing legislation that Congress needs to get moving on it. Another such law is to send a signal that we're willing to explore for, you know, oil here at home.
Now, all right, am I being harsh here? He sounds like he's about 10 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the kind of answer that a 10 or 11-year-old would give on some topic. I mean, he's talking in the beginning about how the economy's growing. Then he's saying that, well, it's not really growing fast enough. And I'm not an economist, and neither are you. And he just gives these answers that are like...
Petulant
and simplistic.
Yeah.
And it's like he's living in another universe.
Well, I mean, their whole idea that we can solve what's going on by drilling more oil is so...
Well, it's ludicrous.
What I think's funny about it, in a sad way, is that he's asserting that it's a supply problem. That what's going on right now is a supply problem.
Right.
Because if the problem is that we need to drill, what you're saying is we don't have enough crude oil.
Right.
Which is just not true. I mean, it's factually untrue. His own energy information agency would tell you there is no crude oil supply problem right now. Now, there might be one in 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. Fine. That's a separate issue. But $4.50 gasoline today has nothing to do with a crude oil supply issue, and therefore nothing to do with drilling. Right? You don't see lines at the gas station. You don't see gas stations out of gas.
No, it's not a supply situation. What it is it's a speculation problem, and it's the fact that oil is being used not as a commodity, but the same way you'd speculate and bid on gold.
That's right. That's right. And of course, the difference is that you need oil to power your economy. Unfortunately, our economy runs on oil. People get to work based on oil. People, you know, there's all sorts of things that oil powers. And so it's a special kind of commodity that is being used, you know, in a profiteering kind of way.
So you've got a few people that are making a lot of money while the rest of us do nothing. And some of those people that are making that money are his friends. So therefore, he's not going to step in to do anything. So what he does is he stands up in front of the nation and he gives this kind of 10 or 11-year-old answer. Like you would expect out of your son who is taking, you know, a history class or something.
And, of course, he conveniently comes up with the one quote-unquote solution is another gift to the people who are already making money.
Right.
I mean, I do think that the Democrats have made a good point here is that, you know, Bush wants to increase offshore drilling. And these oil companies have millions and millions of acres worth of leases.
Which they're not using.
Which they're not using to drill. So what the companies are effectively saying is it's not a supply problem either if they're not drilling.
No, and then
right, they're saying we like not that. We like what's going on.
And then you have the refineries here. They're running at capacity.
That's right.
All right, do we have anything more from the petulant child? We can get some more up from the petulant little child. Okay, listen to this.
The president doesn't have a magic wand. You just can't say, low gas. It took us a while to get here, and we need to have a good strategy to get out of it.
Okay, now that sounds like how you would talk to, like, your six-year-old.
Right.
Daddy doesn't have a magic wand to make, you know, 10 Barbie dolls or whatever the case is. I mean, what intellectual level is this guy on?
Well, and, you know, it seems like there's a pattern, right?
Yeah.
Phil Graham is sort of saying, you know, everybody's a whiner. You know?
Right.
And now we've got
him
Daddy
whining.
Saying, I can't wave a wand. It's like treating everybody like children. I mean, really, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's really a sad situation because we need to be having a discussion in this country, a serious discussion about energy.
Well, you can't. But you know what, though? You can't get a serious discussion. This is what the problem is. You weren't here when this happened, but there was a debate between Congressman Udall and ex-Congressman Schaefer. And ex-Congressman Schaefer kicks off the whole debate here, right, talking about some coffee place in Boulder, because, you know, he has to bring up Boulder, right? I mean, that's their constant theme,
right?
Because they have no other answers to any other problems. And he talks about this coffee place in Boulder and how the guy is getting nixed by the tax police. And he goes through this whole spiel. And the crowd laughs and, you know, because he makes all of these, this whole joke. And it's like, when I heard that, I thought, look at everything you got going on in the world, and you want to tell us about, you know, Vic or Nick's Coffee Shop, which is a Boulder and a Boulder County issue, or whatever the hell it is, and it has nothing to do with running for the Senate, and what's your point, that you're going to reduce taxes? I mean, why don't you just come out and tell us that that's what you want to do, that you're going to give us the old, you know, cut taxes line so that we can parry back and say, well, fine, but how do you intend to do the following things? Run the war in Iraq, run the war in Afghanistan, which is now getting more and more out of control. You see what I'm saying? I mean, they don't want to have any serious discussions. They just want to parrot out slogans.
What's funny is, I was on Fox News last week.
I saw that.
And you saw that. It's funny.
Edie Hill, whose real name used to be Edie Tarbox, by the way.
Really?
Yes. Before she got married.
How do you know that?
Because I just know. That's why.
That's kind of like a Cliff Clavin thing in your head.
I just kind of know it's Edie Tarbox. Because I've always thought Tarbox was like an interesting last name.
Anyhow, I'm on Fox News. and the woman I'm debating... the Republican strategist from Virginia says, John McCain is going to, he knows how to fix the economy. He is going to make sure that President Bush's tax policies are continued. And I said, you see, folks, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing more of the same, that the way to fix the economy,
right,
the Republicans believe, is to simply continue what George Bush. And then, oh, no, I didn't mean it that. I didn't mean it that way. No. In other words, what's really funny is that the Republicans, they're saying the same thing. Right? Bob Schaefer saying the same thing when he's basically saying the way to fix the economy is lower taxes. And then the moment you say you're saying the same thing that the Republican Party has been saying for 20 years and has now run us into a ditch. No. It's different than George Bush.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be different than George.
Right.
They are so twisted in knots. We are, I think, really watching a party collapse onto itself. You know, it wants to push the same thing, but it just wants to call it something different.
Well, they just want to go back to the same old playbook again and try the same old tricks. Meanwhile, they got a guy running for president who twice in one, 2 days in a row refers to Czechoslovakia when there is no Czechoslovakia. Hello?
And he's supposed to be the geopolitical.
Yeah, it was gone 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, does that scare you?
Well, you know, it's...
I mean, he can't find it. He'll blow up the wrong country in some mad pursuit of something.
His campaign has really been, it's just been... I used to think the guy was a smart guy. I mean, I used to think he understood...
No, I never did.
Now it's like, I mean, he took a great brand in 2000, 2002, 2003, the McCain
soiled.
Maverick brand, and he ruined it. He threw it out the window.
He just, I mean, I hate to say this because it sounds bad, but he just sounds like an old skin.
Well, I think he sounds like Bob Dole. There's a lot of
yeah, he does sound like Bob Dole. He does remind me of Bob Dole. He just can't. Yeah, you know what it is? What I want to say to him really badly, what I want to say to him really badly is, just take a position and stick to it and tell us what you're really about instead of moving on a constant basis all over the place. I mean, just kind of like stay on something and stay there, because if you go back and look at his record on statements, they're all contradictory.
All over the place. He's for drilling. He's against
it.
He's against finance reform. He's for it. He's against it. He is all over the place.
He is. All right. We have one more cut to play coming up here from the petulant child who is our president. 8:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's our other petulant child, John Turk with traffic.
That's me. Starting to clear on some of the freeways in Denver and Boulder, but I-25 still a struggle. Jams coming south from 120th down to 84th, and again from I-70 to Spear. Speeds going to dip into the single digits there. Northbounders starting to hit snags between Broadway and Colfax. 225 still busy, too, as delays kick in at Parker Road in both directions of the highway. And we have a second accident westbound C-470 at Alameda. Off the highways, a crash at eastbound Bellevue just before I-25. And in near Boulder, the turnpike getting busy as you drive west from Sheridan to Church Ranch Road. New accident just being reported at 29th and Sheridan. Also looks like some sort of problem eastbound 6th Avenue at I-25. Don't know if that's a crash or a stall, but something slowing people down there. The forecast, mostly sunny. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Going to be another hot one with a high near 97. Currently 77 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KinderCare Learning Centers partners with you to provide the best for your child. KinderCare is proud to offer a stimulating, proven curriculum.
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade. A single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast break, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
The rest of the summer, it's real. Check this out. From the Mortgage Store, for a limited time, they're combining a fixed in the fives promotion with no payments for 90 days. Rates are at record lows, but they're going to go up. Credit cards are at record highs, costing between 25 and 30%. If you can pay those off and get a fixed rate in the fives, you'll save hundreds of dollars a month, maybe $1,000 a month or more, and a lot of less stress. Get the results you deserve from an Inc. 500 company that you can trust. And as a direct lender, they make it easy. They guarantee it. Get rid of your ARM, your high cost of debt, and get a fixed rate in the fives. And no payments for the next 90 days. So pick up the phone and call now. 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Flying from Denver to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale? Southwest Airlines can get you to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale nonstop starting August 4th. Southwest is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
Everyone's talking about going green these days, but we'd all like more information on where and how to do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, brought to you by Chevrolet, is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLOE, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
Warning, warning, spyware has been detected.
If your computer acts like it's possessed,
PC Answers can put you back in control. Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414.
Secondly, we have worked with Congress to change CAFE standards and had a mandatory, you know, alternative fuel requirement. So, no question about it, what you just said is right. One way to correct the imbalance is to save, is to conserve. And so you notice my statement yesterday, I talked about good conservation. And you know, people can figure out where they need to drive more or less. They can balance their own checkbooks.
8:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin and David Cirola. Side chance thunderstorms, high today 97. All right, what do you make of that? People can balance their own checkbooks and about the whole driving issue.
You know,
the guy's just, he's just...
Because he doesn't pay for gas.
He's a dimball.
I mean, he doesn't pay for gas. That guy hasn't paid for gas in... That guy probably hasn't paid for gas in, what, ever?
Probably no.
I mean, really. So, I mean, people can drive less. I mean, I definitely understand the idea of trying to conserve, but our country is set up structurally, geographically,
so that
where people
drive.
Have to drive to work.
That's right.
You know, I mean, he makes it out to be that a lot of people are just driving around just to go out and drive. Now, again, I agree with the idea that there are ways to cut back on your driving, but you can't cut to the bone. If somebody makes their living and they have to drive to work because there's no public transit, because, of course, conservatives have gutted public transit.
Well, they're always after it. You're right.
You know, so there's no public transit. People got to earn a living. And George Bush is saying drive less. I mean, this is the let them eat cake attitude of the Republican Party.
Yeah, and there's also everything here is planned and built around the automobile. There's no planning of any kind for a society that has no cars.
Well, you know, I mean, that's true. It's unfortunate. And I think that over the next 20 years, cities are going to have to deal with that issue. I mean, I think you've got a couple cities, and I've been to 40, 45 cities now. I mean, look, New York, say what you will about it, New York has the lowest carbon footprint per person, I think, in the country, because they do have a really killer mass transit system.
Chicago's got a good one, too.
Chicago, I got to tell you, man, I disagree. Chicago felt worse to be in transit-wise than Los Angeles.
So did you take, like, the L?
I took the L. It's slow. It's probably, the city is probably better than L.A. because it's got an L. But what I'm saying is...
As a CTA?
Traffic-wise. Oh, my God. I mean...
Well, wait a minute. But there's a difference between rapid transit and automobile traffic.
Well, but my point is that I can't believe that people are on... That many people are on the road all the time.
Of course.
If there was a good mass transit.
Well, but at least like there, which I'm not slamming... Denver, and I'm not slamming Colorado. I'm just using this as a comparison. I can get on the L in the loop and go all the way out to O'Hare.
That's true. That's
here,
true.
You got to drive out to DIA.
That's true.
100 miles.
The best place I've been is in terms of this is Portland, Oregon. That's incredible. They got this light rail trolley system.
Right.
It's fantastic. I mean, really, it is fantastic. And they have built the city... to try to compact the city so that it's not sprawled out all over the place. I mean, one of the problems we got here sprawl is just horrific, not just for the land you're destroying, right? But it's horrific for driving and getting around and getting places and convenience. I mean, it's really, really an awful thing that we have to deal with. And we're going to ruin not just the front range here. We're going to ruin the air here.
Well, a lot of these places, you know, have these discussions back in the 70s and the 60s, and they didn't want to do it. And one of the examples is Southern California, which they wanted to build a rail system that would have run from Orange County to Los Angeles. And the legislature and the city of L.A. didn't want to put the money up.
And I, you know, I was in Milwaukee, and they were talking.
Well, I lived there.
Yeah, I know you did.
For 7 months.
I know.
Where'd you go, TMJ? Or was it Milwaukee Public Radio?
Milwaukee Public Radio.
Yeah.
And I did the Milwaukee Press Club, which, by the way, is a really cool place. It's the oldest press club in the country, and you have autographs of all these old presidents on there. And they asked me to sign.
Milwaukee's a nice town.
It is a great town. And they were talking about how they want high speed rail between Chicago
and they should have
Milwaukee.
It.
and Minneapolis. Well, they should have it, but the problem is high-speed rail is not, I think, is not as valuable if you don't have the mass transit system in the city, right? Because if you take the high-speed rail down to a city and you get off at the station, and then there's no other way to really get around other than a car.
Cab?
Yeah, well, it kind of defeats the point. Defeats the purpose, right? So what I told them is, you know, you guys should invest in some serious mass transit in Milwaukee, and especially Minneapolis, which is just, it's a huge city. And it's much bigger than Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, Milwaukee's a tiny place. But
it's a cool place, though. I'll tell you something about
except,
it. It's really a cool place.
Except in the wintertime.
Yeah, it doesn't look that
Where the sun goes down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It looks like the ice planet Hoth.
Yeah, that's a little tough. All right, we got a guy, Bill, in Broadwater, Nebraska, by the way, who wants to get on, so we'll put him on. Bill, good morning. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to point out a couple of things here. First of all, progressive radio maybe needs a reality check, but I'd like to make a point. The Democrats held the majority in both the House and the Senate. Basically, nothing has been solved. There's no defined agenda. Number two, from 9 to 12% of the general public approve of the actions of Congress on both sides of the aisle. So apparently you're considerably in the minority.
Wait a minute. Let me point something out to you, because I get this a lot. And David, you can chime in too. The Democrats lost control of Congress in 1994. Remember the contract with America?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right. Now, I take it that you're conservative.
Yes, Jerry.
Okay.
At this point in time, however, I'm not all that happy with the Republican Party.
I understand that. But here's what I get a lot of. What I get a lot of is rewriting of history. Like people saying, well, the Democrats have been in control. Well, no, they haven't. Newt Gingrich, you remember him. He had to leave, of course. He was disgraced. But Tom DeLay had to leave. He was disgraced. These guys were in control in 94. We were not. We got a degree of power in 2006, although we don't have a solid degree of power in the Senate because we have Joseph Lieberman and others. So the idea of hanging it on the Democrats and saying that we've had all of this control is to engage in what they used to say in leftist circles as revisionist history. And if you think I'm lying, go back and look it up and go read it. So that's point number one. David, am I wrong about this?
No, you're absolutely right. I think that certainly the Democratic Congress has done more than the Republican Congress did. I mean, the Democratic Congress, last I checked, raised the minimum wage.
Yeah.
I mean, that if you think that's a small thing, then I would respectfully say that you're completely out of touch, because that's not a small thing to millions of people.
Well, no, certainly it wasn't, and in light of the gradual inflation, it was probably appropriate. I can't deny that, and I don't think anybody that's got any sensitivity at all would take issue with it.
I mean, so that's a major.
I'm one who I look at reality. Intellectual dishonesty doesn't get you anywhere.
Well, who's being intellectually dishonest?
I'm saying that it's passing the minimum wage is a major, major accomplishment. Certainly much bigger and much more of a benefit for ordinary, hardworking Americans than anything that the Republican Congress did in the last 6 years, last 8 years, last 14 years. Now, is that intellectually dishonest? I mean, what do you say to what I just said?
Well, it would... obviously not, but at the same time, it was such an issue that touched the entire body politic. It only was brought about by the fact that at least there was a reality check within the Republican Party. Say, look, this is a necessary...
No, excuse me, you need a reality check. The Republican Party
opposed it.
Go look at the votes. Go, you know what, let me tell you something. Do you have the internet?
In the final analysis,
sir, do you have the internet?
Do I have the internet?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Okay, go to your public library, get a hold of the internet, go to the Washington Post site that keeps track of the votes, go look the bill up, go look at the votes, and you will see that
It passed with a majority of Democrats.
It passed with a majority of Democrats, not Republicans. And that there are, and the votes are listed there as to who voted yay and who voted nay. So, you know, you
where,
call here and claim, what was that, say that again?
I'm aware it's public record, the voting.
Okay, let me just say one other thing. I mean, I do agree with you that Congress certainly hasn't done nearly as much as it needs to do. And I think that you're right. I mean, I think that the Democrats share some blame here. I mean, the Democrats have refused to stop the war.
That's right.
I mean, they have. They've now passed are helping pass a bill to allow warrantless wiretapping, you know, trampling our civil liberties.
Now, there again, you get into other issues.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying the Democratic Congress is not blameless by any stretch of the imagination. Not at all. I agree with you.
But it's not what you make it out to be, which is to take history once again and try to rewrite it or put information out on the radio that's not true, which we're giving you information that we can go to we cited you a source, which we can back up what we're saying.
Then why would you say that the general public has only, say, approximately 10% approval rating of our present Congress?
Well, first of all, if you actually look at approval ratings of Congress generally, it hasn't been, I think, above 25% in I think 30 years. So people generally don't like Congress. I mean, this is right out of when you run congressional campaigns. You know that people hate Congress and love their congressperson. That's typically what.
Well, that's the Speaker Wright, Dan Rostenkowski theory, which is very true. I don't like any of the crooks in Congress, but you know what? I like my crook, which is my local representative.
And I think the idea is that people have lost confidence in Congress as an institution, and they've lost confidence in the presidency as an institution, regardless of who holds power in that institution. And I don't disagree with people who lost confidence in the institution.
Yeah,
I mean, the last
absolutely.
30 years, Congress and the presidency have been an institution that works on behalf of big money organizations and institutions against the interests of ordinary people, no matter who's controlling it. So I get that. But I don't think that you citing in one snapshot saying that Congress is at 9%, this means that the Democratic Party is worse than the Republican Party, I mean, that's not really, I mean, that's intellectually dishonest.
That wasn't the point. The point was, overall, I'm not pleased with either side of the aisle.
Well, I think a lot of people agree with you.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't pleased with either side of the aisle. That's right. And I think
that's true.
But the question that you should ask yourself in this election is, which party is more likely to be a vehicle for change? And I think that that's pretty obvious. I mean, the Republican Party has so collapsed that it's trampling its own message. I mean, it's saying it's for the way to fix the economy is to drill more and for more tax cuts for billionaires, right? I mean, that's more of the same. So I think that this election, you know, you and I and everybody may not think either of the parties are perfect vehicles, but the question is which one is a better vehicle for possible
change.
That's right,
because that's what electoral politics is all about. Bill, thanks, man. Appreciate you calling, and have a good day. Well, what? I mean, you want to say more?
Yes, I did.
All right, Laurie, I'll give you 30 more seconds.
All right. 70% of the public does favor developing domestic oil production and offshore oil production. Now, that's 70%. That means that encompasses both parties. Number four, regardless of the mistakes that were made, and they were, the condition and circumstances in the Iraq is stabilizing.
Yeah, which you know what
you
that... That's true. That's true. But you know what that proves? You know what that proves?
It proves that
it's stabilizing.
The surge apparently was the right move,
yeah.
Aside from all the other errors.
All right, wait a minute. But you know what that proves? That proves that Donald Rumsfeld, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Richard Pearl, Fife, and all the rest of them were wrong. Because if they had sent enough troops like Shinseki said they should have, we wouldn't have had to spend 5 years with kids dying. That's what that proves. And number two, as Barack Obama says, and he's right about this, the war on terror is not in Iraq. It never has been. It's in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, the question is really, what is the war about?
We've got to stop. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Call again. 852, 52 minutes after the hour. John Turk in traffic.
Still clearing around town, but a few problems to relay. Southbound I-25 really slow as you approach downtown after I-70. Westbound C-470 also crawling near Morrison Road up to Alameda, where we have a second accident this morning. And we have a new crash in the north in Thornton. This on southbound I-25 as well, just after Thornton Parkway. It involves four cars and causing massive jams. Single-digit speeds begin for you around 136th. Off the highways in town, a crash in the tech center on eastbound Bellevue just before I-25. The forecast mostly sunny with late isolated thunderstorms. Going to be another hot one with highs pushing in the upper 90s. Current temperature, pulling it up, 78 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KinderCare Learning Centers partners with you to provide the best for your child. KinderCare is proud to offer a stimulating, proven curriculum.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It's my car now.com. It's my car now.com.
Randy Rhoads, afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Bronco fans, I feel your pain. I'm a Miami Dolphin. Hello.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. Then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it. So she called us. I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131. 4131.
Gee, what secrets do they possess they don't want us to know? 8:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's no secret how I feel about Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Look, if you run into trouble with your insurance company, if you get into an auto accident and either your insurance company or the person who hit you's insurance company is not giving you the care and not paying for the care that you deserve, if they make a mistake, if you have medical malpractice problems, which are extremely tough, you got to get people in your corner who are true advocates. And Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are true advocates. They don't care who it is. They don't care who the corporation is, who the insurance company is. If you've been wronged, they're there to make it right. They're trial lawyers, they're litigators, and they don't back down to anybody. So, if this is what you need, the place to go is to progressive lawyers who are on the same page that we're on. That's Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. And you can check them out on the internet at MikeTurnerLaw.com or pick up the phone and call them, 303-300-1661. You do not want to go down this road without the proper representation. 303-300-1661.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
Hey, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, David Soroma, the world's smartest man. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 97. Book signing event tonight. Tattered Cover, Colfax.
7:30.
I'll be there.
By the way, I like that last caller from Nebraska.
Yeah, I liked him too.
I guess the signal must travel all the way out. I mean, it's just straight flat out there, right?
He must not have heard anything we said about Nebraska.
I was afraid we were going to get raked over the coals.
Yeah, no, I like Nebraska, and I don't make any bones about it. I do like it. Okay, we're going to do a little news. You want to stick around?
Yeah, I'm sticking around.
All right, stick around till 10 o'clock. We'll take calls at 303-713-7600 and generally see what kind of trouble we can get into.
Florida billboard invokes 9/11 and pleads for voters not to vote for Democrats.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, Bloomberg and Associates.
Yes, could you put me through to Jack Beasley? This is Cynthia Adams. Hello? Hello? Did you just put me on hold?
Oh, no, sorry. That's not the on hold music. That's my personal soundtrack.
Put me through to Mr. Beasley.
One moment, please.
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus can connect you to a world-class bachelor's or master's degree online. So if you're looking for a convenient way to advance your career, we answer the call. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Jack's not answering. Would you like his voicemail? Wait. I love this part. Da, 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 da.
Whatever.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
People addressing energy have got to rise above partisan differences. This is too great of an issue for our nation.
Karen Harbert of the Institute for 21st Century Energy, the driving force behind an open letter to Congress and the presidential candidates that the U.S. could be overwhelmed by what it calls an energy tsunami unless the challenge is addressed now.
Energy security has got to be at the top of the next president and the next Congress's agenda, without a doubt.
Among the notable signers of the letter, former Secretaries of State Colin Powell and Henry Kissinger. Consumer prices racing along at the second fastest rate seen in more than 25 years. The government says they jumped 1.1% last month. Economist Julia Lynn Coronado says she's not surprised that businesses are passing along higher prices.
What we're seeing is that they are starting to raise their prices in response to their rising input costs. And that's something that the consumer will have to face and pay more dollars for the same amount of goods.
The hikes were led by a 6.6% jump in energy prices. A change of approach in dealing with Iran over its nuclear ambitions. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
In a sharp break with previous policy, the administration is sending top diplomat William Burns to weekend talks in Geneva with Iran's top nuclear negotiator. The White House says Burns will listen but not negotiate with the Iranians at the international meeting to pressure Iran to end its nuclear weapons program. The White House describes the U.S. presence as a one-time deal. The administration says it wants to show that it's serious about a diplomatic solution with Iran, Nick.
Well, they arrived in Lebanon today. Five militants freed by Israel as part of a deal with Hezbollah that involved return of the bodies of two Israeli soldiers kidnapped 2 years ago. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem says this was a very controversial move.
The U.S. is one of only...
Many Israelis are outraged that Israel traded notorious Lebanese militant Samir Kuntar for the bodies of two Israeli soldiers. In 1979, Kuntar killed an Israeli in front of his four-year-old daughter and then smashed her head with a rifle butt. Hezbollah is celebrating victory, but in Israel, it's a day of mourning.
A new bill in the Senate hopper has a provision tucked inside that would end a 20-year-old U.S. policy of banning people who are HIV positive from visiting or immigrating to the U.S. Allison Hurwitz of Human Rights Watch says erasing the prohibition is long overdue.
The U.S. is one of only 12 countries to have such a harsh travel restriction on people living with HIV. I mean, we are in the company of Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Sudan.
Monday, it was Democrat Barack Obama. Today, Republican John McCain will address the National Convention of the NAACP in Cincinnati. He's expected to tell the group he'll expand educational opportunities for children in schools that are failing. Obama is in Indiana, where he'll be joined by two potential running mates, Indiana Senator Evan Bayh and former Senator Sam Nunn. This is CBS News.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Call 866-455-TURN. Learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
Call 866-455-TURN or visit turntohelp.com and click on Locate a Physician. Sponsored by Reckitt Benckiser Pharmaceuticals.
Running low on ink? Office Depot can take care of you. We guarantee to be in stock on top brands of ink you need to keep printing. And Office Depot guarantees you low prices on ink, so you never have to worry about paying too much. Plus, use your Office Depot WorkLife Rewards card and get 10% back in rewards. Office Depot, taking care of business. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Excludes HP.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. Even though the final day of the DNC will be held at Invesco Field, you will not be able to tailgate. That's one of the rules now in place for the convention. Both Denver and the Secret Service working to finish up documents sought by the ACLU and a host of other would-be protesters who are challenging how they're being told what they can and cannot do.
Considering that we're only 5.5 weeks out right now, we're already... with the help of the federal court judge, thank God, expediting the process.
Glenn Spagnolo from Recreate 68, one of those who says that they are too far away to be heard or seen by those they're trying to send a message to at both the Pepsi Center and Invesco Field. Denver area hospitals might be even more smoke-free. Denver City Council to vote on making entire hospital campuses tobacco-free. Last month, 12 local hospitals announced they were getting rid of the designated smoking areas, saying patients need to be protected from secondhand smoke throughout the hospital grounds. One council member fears that this would force smokers into neighborhoods surrounding the hospitals. Congressman Mark Udall calling for a House hearing to get at the bottom of a plutonium spill at the Boulder NIST campus.
NIST didn't contact state and county officials until I specifically asked about it.
Tests show a small number of employees were exposed to the plutonium after the spill in June.
I demanded that NIST get its act together immediately in case another incident were to take place.
Udall working to make sure that those who were exposed and contaminated get the best care available. Want to own a piece of history? Denver Parks auctioning old benches from Red Rocks Amphitheater. That auctioning happening online, eBay style. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're still kind of struggling out here on the highways, especially if you're traveling along southbound I-25. We had a late crash up in the north end of town, just south of Thornton Parkway. Four cars piled up. They're off to the left shoulder of the highway. It's drawn enough looks, though, keeping that traffic backed up towards 136th Avenue. You get clear of that and then hit that stop-and-go traffic again from I-70 down through Spear. We're still kind of struggling as well, southbound 225.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Well, what if you could double your sales, triple them, or even more? You know how to close the deal. If you just had an unlimited supply of fresh sales leads, you could start making the money you want to make. And now you can. Introducing Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads, mailing lists, and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
Hi. I am Vin Gupta, CEO of InfoUSA. 30 years ago, I was in sales also. I didn't know where to find sales leads. So I started a company to solve this problem. With Sales Genie, I will give you the same sales leads I used to build my $400 million company. I don't care what you're selling. I guarantee that Sales Genie will help you. And I want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free to prove it.
Call Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. 1-800-996-3695. That's 1-800-996-3695. 1-800-996-3695.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Fine, you're not going to sign my book?
Of course I will. Of course I will.
Because it's a free, then it'll make it valuable.
Because
it's an advanced copy.
Yeah, I guess that's true. John, you can come tonight.
John, come tonight and buy one.
Buy five.
You cheap SOB.
I've sold thousands of them.
I should say, you know, I want to make this point to folks out there that when you buy a book, it is an act of activism. And I think our side forgets that, and the right really understands this.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
They do.
And I say this to every audience, and it's kind of self-serving. I'll acknowledge that. It's a sales pitch for my book, but when your book does well in the marketplace, the ideas get out there, right? So that when a conservative book goes to number one or number two or just gets on the New York Times bestseller list, that conservative voice, all of a sudden you start seeing them all over the media. And we on the progressive left complain that our voices aren't out there. Well, part of it is because if you look at the New York Times bestseller list, look at how few progressive books get on there. I mean,
yeah.
I managed to eke my way on there. And I'll tell you something, it has a real effect. I'll give you an example. I tell this to folks when I'm out on the road. I say, you know, I got invited on Fox News to discuss NAFTA. A one-on-one interview on Fox News to discuss NAFTA. I mean, get your head around this, right? The media doesn't like to talk about NAFTA in
general. No, not at all.
Fox News really doesn't like to talk about NAFTA. And the only reason they invited me on there was because my book, which has a lot about trade and globalization, is because my book that week got on the New York Times list. So when you buy a book, and hopefully everybody out there listening will buy 10 of mine. They make great gifts. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
But when you buy my book, or you buy another progressive author's book, or you subscribe to a progressive magazine, or you write a letter to the editor asking them to run a progressive column, or you support this radio program, or this radio station, you know, that is an act of activism. And I think that conservatives actually understand that.
Totally. They totally get that. They know exactly how to use the media.
They really do.
They really do.
They understand, and the conservative movement, rank and file conservatives, understand that when they support those voices get bigger, and most importantly, those ideas dominate that debate.
There was a time when they didn't get it, but now they do get it.
Completely.
And they've gotten it for the last 20 to 30 years.
It's really a machine. I mean, you look at the schlock.
Oh, yeah.
The conservative writers produce, you know, liberal fascism. I mean,
oh,
you know,
yeah, like, just, what's his name? Goldberg or whatever his name
is? Yeah, Jonah Goldberg, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just credible garbage.
It's ridiculous, and it goes to number one on the New York Times bestseller list because there has been this machine built to simply just fire it up there. It's incredible. And that the rank and file conservatives basically buy those books in part because I think they like them, but also in part because they see it as an act of activism.
They see it as an act of support. I mean, it's kind of like people are towards this radio station, that they'll hear things on this station, either from me or from other hosts, and they get angry about it, and then, you know, they'll send you this email, well, I'm never listening again, and blah, blah, blah. or, you know, I split my time between, you know, you guys and NPR and whatever and whatever. And the fact is that, yeah, you're not going to get people on the air expressing opinions, and you're not going to get talk show hosts expressing opinions that are you're going to agree 100% with. But the thing is if you actively support the radio station, if you listen to it, if you tell other people to listen to it, if you go to the people who advertise on it, then what you're doing is you're empowering it, and then people say, well, it's a success in the marketplace, so now we're going to turn around and we're going to try to do more of it,
right,
instead of less of it. And it's the same thing with publishing.
That's right. It absolutely is. And by the way, speaking of NPR, I, for some reason, maybe you can key me in on this, I cannot get a call back from Colorado NPR.
Well, I'll give you a key to that. You know why?
I mean, I literally cannot get... I've gone on NPR and other major markets. I'm in NPR. I
can tell you why. I can tell you why.
Tell me.
Because if you listen to KFCR or KCRFR, KFCR, if you listen to them, and I've written about this on my blog several times at jmarvinblog.com, what they essentially do is they essentially pull the majority of their programming down off the satellite.
Okay, well, I'm fine.
And they don't have much local programming. They got little slivers of it, but they don't have...
They got Colorado Matters. I can't... I literally cannot get them to call me back. I live here. I can't get my hometown NPR station to call me back.
But that's not what they're into. I mean, what they're into is... I mean, they have, like, these little shows, but the majority of the time... Look, I was listening yesterday to... I switched over there to see what was going on. I listened to Talk of the Nation. They had a guy on, a sports writer, who had written a book.
Right, about he went in for the Broncos.
For the Broncos.
Yeah, right.
At first, I thought, oh, isn't this great? They're doing something about Denver. They're doing something about the Broncos and about Colorado. Well, this must be a local show. But then I started to recognize the pattern that the guy who's doing it is not local.
No, he's in D.C.
Yeah, that he's a little bit more polished and that the program is a little bit more polished. And whatever. And I thought, you know, why isn't this guy on here locally?
But I got to tell you something. It is, talking about, you know, the quote-unquote glamour of a book tour. After a while, it just gets so demeaning. You come home to your hometown, and I've been on NPR in L.A., I've been on NPR in San Francisco, and I can't even get a call back from the folks at Colorado NPR. I thought maybe you could key me into it. Maybe I said something, maybe I did something. I don't know.
This is the way they are. This is the way they are because I try to listen to them, and they have shows on that I like. Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
Yeah, it's great.
And sometimes you'll have guests on there that I'm not really interested in. And sometimes I'll sample a little bit of Talk of the Nation, but not much. But a typical example of them is when they go to this PRI,
mm-hmm.
Public Radio International. But first we start with the news. I'm Lauren so-and-so from the BBC, Zimbabwe. And you go like, well, wait a minute, but I'm not living in Zimbabwe. I'm living, like, in Denver. I want to know what's going on here. I want to know what's going on in the United States. Why are you telling me about Robert Mugabe as the number one kickoff story? It's because they pull it down off the satellite. That's why.
I tell you something, and I'll be honest, I've done a lot of NPR in a lot of other towns. I did some really great NPR shows.
There are some great NPR
really
stations.
Local side of Louisville. Oh, it was great.
Where'd you go in L.A.? KCRW?
Yes.
What a great radio station that is.
Yeah, and I did KLW in San Francisco.
So yep.
It's the smaller one.
Right.
I did Milwaukee Public Radio.
Right.
These are some. There's some great local.
There's a woman working there. Her name's Catherine. She was at TMJ for a while and couldn't take it and left and went back over there.
Yeah.
See, I'd love to do public radio, but the reason I can't do it is a couple of reasons. Number one, I have too high of an energy level.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I can't talk like Corey Flintoff. Okay? That's number one. And number two, I mean, a lot of what they do is, it's just...
Well, it's a little bit...
It's not relevant.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit like, you know, they go from, like, you know, the energy crisis to pet food. And
yeah.
You're like,
well, they do these prolonged reports on Robert found his dog when he was only 6 years old. I know that, and you hear the stuff and the noise in the background and the whole thing, and it's like, you know, okay, well, that's fine, but here's the deal. We got two guys running for the Senate here in this state, and one of them is a complete idiot named Bob Schaefer, and we'd really like to have some coverage of that and possibly some other things that are going on, and instead we're having to suffer with
right,
and
I got
Robert and his dog.
And look, I really like NPR. I've done a lot of local NPR shit. I'm just bummed. I can't get Colorado NPR to. Again, I got a book out. I'm from Denver. The book first chapter is all about Western politics. It's like, hello. I thought maybe you knew that I did something.
Somebody called in. No, I'm not thinking about Catherine Lamford. She was in Minneapolis. This is another woman in Milwaukee. Well, listen, I mean, I've always had this idea, I've always had this fantasy of doing kind of talk radio that's halfway between the right-wing screaming attack people and the I'm Carl Kessel, you know, the laid-back kind of, you know, KFCR. That kind of, and put it,
I wondered if they had like a thing in front of the mic. That
I don't know
your
like
voice.
What the deal is with those people. But I'll tell you something. National public radio and public radio is very difficult. I mean, I had a friend who has commercial radio background who interviewed for a job at a public radio station. I'm not going to say where. And let me tell you what the whole deal was. The whole deal was not programming the radio station and making it better. The whole deal was how to raise money.
Right.
That was what the whole deal was, these begathons that they put on.
Right.
So, you know, there's got to be...
Well, you'd think that it would be easier to beg if you had more local coverage.
Well, yeah. It should all be local coverage.
Yeah.
And then you should carry some network stuff.
Right.
But not a ton of it.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking you were going to tell me that I'd said something maybe on here. That, oh, you offended them or something.
No, but I think maybe your association with me might have something to do with it. No, seriously, I'm serious about that because I don't think that I'm welcome among most.
You're
people.
Like Groucho Marx. Anybody who would, any
right.
club that would allow me into it shouldn't want to be a part of.
I don't think I'm welcome among those people. Like, for instance, have you ever seen me on a local PBS show here? Any of the talk shows? I've never been invited on. But I used to go do Channel 11 in Chicago all the time. But I can't get invited on here.
Why?
You just got
voted number
because
one.
Because I'm too confrontational and too loud. They probably figure, and I'm not going to sit around and have a policy wonk speech discussion with somebody. Because if it's like me and Caldera on the same television show, I'm going to go down Caldera's throat for lying.
It's incredible. I mean, you just got voted number one talk show host in the city by 5280 readers.
Yeah.
We got to work on this. We got to work on getting you on some of those PBS.
No, you're the one who needs to get on there, and they should put you on to talk about your book. You should be on all these shows.
Hell, they should put us both on at the same time. We could do this.
Well, listen, if they were smart, I'll tell you something. If Channel 12 were smart, for instance, they would put you and I on like Sunday night or something.
Let's see if we can bring a camera in here.
You know, and do a talk show.
John Turk, Baba Booey.
We get Turk to book the show.
Baba Booey is my hero. That's who I was thinking of earlier this morning. Couldn't come up with it.
No, we get Turk to book the guests.
We've hatched a plan.
So if you're over there at Channel 12 and you're listening, hello, David Sirota and myself are available. As long as I don't have to wear a suit and tie.
Seriously. As long as I don't have to shave.
Yeah. As long as we just come in and hang out.
Like I think Dave has to shave like three times a day, don't you, Dave?
It's ridiculous. I am like Richard Nixon. Seriously, I'm like sweating over my lip, and I got to shave every 5 minutes.
But you know, it's like this guy I used to watch on that back in the old days when they had UHF television.
Right.
Remember when there was VHF and then there was UHF?
Yeah.
And then they had like all these wild independent stations on UHF, where they had the Spanish language stations.
Yeah.
And there used to be this disc jockey talk show host guy named Al Jazbo Collins, who had this who would show old movies, and he would dress up in like orange overalls with a hat.
I got to tell you something, man. First time, have you ever seen yourself on HDTV? It is the scariest
That's
thing
wrong.
In the world.
That's
man. I went on Lou Dobbs. I think CNN. My dad had an HDTV. I watched the replay. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, we need to talk about Lou Dobbs.
Yeah, we should.
Is he as pompous in person?
We'll talk about it when we get...
Lou, perhaps you can tell me why it is. Okay. Lou, do something about that brown tooth you have. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk Babalui.
A four-vehicle accident southbound I-25 at Thornton Parkway. It's creating bumper-to-bumper conditions. It's on the it's in the cleanup phase, rather, on the left-hand shoulder, but look to hit snags beginning all the way back at 136th Avenue. Look for more bottlenecking as you approach I-70 going into downtown as well. And 225, our only other busy area right now, as you head south from Yosemite to the Tech Center, seeing speeds dip down to the 40s there. The forecast, mostly sunny, late isolated thunderstorm.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-550-6404.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-550-6404. 1-800-550-6404. That's 1-800-550-6404.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Amazing to me. How can you be that calm?
It's like they're on a sedative or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Omaha. Hey, Rockies Autos has the largest selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles, and these are late model, and they are clean, and they have the biggest selection in all of Colorado. That's why they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Not only that, but also because the service you get there. You get people who treat you like an adult, not like a child, and I think that makes a lot of difference. And also, what makes a lot of difference is they're family-owned and operated, and they've been that way since 1982, so you're not dealing with somebody who doesn't live here. I mean, I know people who own 125 car stores. 125. Now, do you think they have much oversight over what's going on? I don't think so. But at Rockies, that's not the way it is. I mean, we're talking about a family that owns it, and they're more than happy to welcome you in to their family. They've got great people working out there, over 100 of them, that are there to make your buying experience good. And check this out. You see a car out there you like, they'll show you the book price. You heard me right. They'll show you the book price. Not only that, they have their matching down incentive, and they definitely want to see your trade-in as well. Rockies Autos. I can't think of a better place to go, and I thank them for their support, not only of me, but also of this radio station. I've known them for 12, almost 13 years now. I bought numerous cars there, and they have really, really, really been good to me. Rockies Autos. They're open tonight and every night, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I should say every day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. You can't miss them. Big sign at the corner of 63rd and Federal, and you'll also be drawn there, too. By the inventory. That's 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike, Rockies.
Congratulations to Beth and Jason from Minneapolis. They met on PerfectMatch.com and just got married.
I heard about PerfectMatch.com on a TV show and was curious, so I completed a free compatibility profile.
The minute I read it, I knew she was the one.
I was skeptical about finding love online. Anyway, I finally agreed to meet him for lunch.
And now she's stuck with me.
Beth and Jason found love on PerfectMatch.com, and you can too, for free. We're different than other dating sites because only we offer the Duet Total Compatibility System. This proven approach takes into account the whole you, your personality, values, lifestyle, and more to create highly compatible matches. Find out who's right for you. Complete a free compatibility profile now at PerfectMatch.com.
Our whole lives, we'd lived in the same city.
And we never would have met, well, if it weren't for PerfectMatch.com.
And her love for reality TV.
Yeah, that's that.
Discover the perfect match difference. Complete your free compatibility profile and find out how to get 2 months free. Go to PerfectMatch.com. PerfectMatch.com.
Don't wanna be an American.
26, 26 minutes after 9 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, David Cirola. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 97. I should practice my NPR delivery. High today 97. Okay. I got to stop this.
The NPR people must go to the same school as the golf announcers.
Yeah, really. On a par four. Or if you watch racing, you know, David Hobbs and those guys. And the lights go out. Turn it up. Turn up the sound. Let's go racing. Yeah, okay. All right, let's take some calls. You want to take some calls?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's take some calls. Here's Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay and David. Enjoyed the show. I wanted to throw a few things out there. Number one, the guy with the do-nothing Congress should check into all the filibusters that the Republicans have been throwing out there. I think it's a record of 80-some, according to my research.
That's a good point.
My wife.
Yeah, that's a great. You know what? That's a that's a really great, great point.
Right. It's the Democrat. It's the Democrats' fault, even though the Republicans are engaging in a historic number of filibusters. You're right. It's a really good point.
Yeah, they set a record at 60, and now they're past 80 some. And another thing I wanted to throw out there too was the fact that usually go canvassing for different candidates, and yesterday when I was doing it, I threw out there. This is in support of you, David, and you, Jay. And I'm going, well, you know, I was talking to a Republican. He was telling me how he liked Schaefer over Udall and this and that. And I said, well, I says, you know, they do some talking about those candidates and that type of thing on AM7. Oh, yeah, I listen to that all the time. Jay Marvin.
Hmm.
And, yeah, there's Ed Schultz and, you know, Randy Roach. She gets a little bit radical, but I like her. And, you know, they on and on and on. I mean, they gave me more of the itinerary of the radio station. And this just went on because I usually throw it out there if I get a conversation going with somebody. Well, listen, I says, well, why don't you call in? I says, you know, you got some good things to say. Well, you know, I just don't know what to say. I get nervous. So there's a lot of listenership. And by the way, you guys were talking about how far it heads out to Nebraska. It actually does, because I had a friend that says it hits clear out to Kimball in western Nebraska. And I know myself because we listen to it when we're going up to Steamboat. We got it all the way to Walden.
Wow.
So people from Walden and Nebraska and Kansas, and call in. Like to hear what you guys have to say, too. But I want to go back to what you guys were talking about before the top of the hour, when you're talking about mass transit and that type of thing, David and Jay, was the fact that you were talking about, you know, mass transit, high-speed rail, and we're kind of stuck on that one word of high-speed rail, and it's got a parallel I-25. I disagree with that. I think the infrastructure that we have with the BNSF Railroad that runs right through Fort Collins, goes right through Loveland and Longmont and goes to Boulder, goes to Denver, it is... and has hardly any freight traffic on it. It is a beautiful place to start to put, you know, mass transit on there. And people, if they got used to it, they would go down to Denver for cultural events. They'd go down for sporting events. They would use it because I have so many people I know that have to take it, I-25, every day to commute to Denver.
Well,
if they
actually
had an alternative, they would love to jump on
that.
Because they're sick of the interstate
and
the hazards.
Actually, you could put that together as being a rather attractive package if you really think about it. And, I mean, you could put cars on there, and you could have
people could buy
breakfast, or they could get snacks and sit back and read the newspaper, and, you know, work on their, you know, run their laptops and talk on their cell phones, because you don't have a, you know, the kind of thing that you'd have in an airline flight, and the infrastructure's already in, so why not do it?
It's already there, you're right.
Well, Jay, you know, talking about that, you know, when I hear people say, well, we're lucky, we're only paying $4.55 a gallon. In Europe, they're paying this. And I go, in Europe, they don't care if it's $20 a gallon. I mean, they do, but relatively speaking, they jump on their mass transit. And, you know, sure, they have their delivery trucks and trains and that type of thing, maybe buying fuel, but by and large, most of their population takes mass transit because they don't even own cars.
That's right.
So, you know, I mean, it's irrelevant to be talking about Europe or other places where we're paying higher fuel cost. And David, I totally agree with you about your book. I'm going to go out today and buy it. Would it be in the Barnes & Noble store here? Or?
It should be, but if you can find an independent bookstore, buy it there.
Okay.
Or you can go online. Go to Powell's Books, Powell's dot books.com, I think it is.
Yeah, right. That's an independent bookstore, too.
Can I throw one more thing out there about NPR? I have watched NPR, Channel 12. I've watched that and go, why is Jay or David, I've seen you on there before, David, not enough? And why do they have people like Caldera? I tend not to watch it because it's they have too many of these right-wing people on there. I would like to see some balance on NPR. I would like to see, and I think the suggestion of you two having a show on there would be fantastic, and throw Caldera on there just as a kind of an instigator.
Well, I think I actually think that Caldera and the Independence Institute pays for part of it. I'm almost positive of this.
Oh, do they?
The Stevenson and all that think tank that they employ him with. Okay.
That's right. That I don't think they pay for all of it, but they put up some of it. I'm pretty sure. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I say that.
No, I think that was probably the funding of it. Sure.
Maybe it's the studio or the production.
Boy,
or
that's kind of weird though that a PBS station would like sell time
because it says something like that at the end.
Well, listen. One more suggestion. Both you guys should get together and talk to a person up here that is a fantastic lady, Pat Stryker with the Bohemian Foundation, and maybe we can set up our own think tank in Colorado and have her fund type of things like that because she's heir to the Stryker medical thing, and she's like worth almost $2 billion.
You know what? That's really a good idea. We do. You know what? We do. We need our own progressive think tank in this state.
We do. We need to combat with the Coors and the Stevensons and all these people that want their right-wing agenda out there.
There's certainly not one as big as, I mean, there's not one that competes with the Independence Institute. I mean, there's Western Progress, which is sort of...
Progress Now.
Progress Now. They're not really a think tank, though. I mean, the Independence Institute really...
is a think tank.
Yeah, I mean, Progress Now is more like a local grassroots
organizing
group. Organizing.
Yeah, organizing. Kevin's right. We need a think tank.
Is it the Heritage Foundation in Colorado?
No,
they're in Washington, D.C.
No, but the Independence Institute is basically an arm of the Heritage Foundation.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like the local affiliate of the Cato or the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, well, see, we need the same thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, somebody should go approach, like, for instance, you know, who are the people I'm thinking about? We have them on the show all the time. Center for American Progress.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you need to branch out here. Into the West. We need to get something going. Kev, good to hear your voice, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Enjoy the show. Take
Thanks.
Care, guys. You bet. Bye.
We really do need one of those. We don't have enough. You see, we don't have... You know what the thing is we don't have that infrastructure like they've got. We don't have think tanks to...
Yeah, but part of the reason is... You know, part of the reason is because progressives, and especially big progressive donors, think all of the action is in Washington, D.C.,
yeah,
the conservatives understand that the rubber hits the road in the states, and they have invested a huge amount of money at the state level.
That's one of the reasons why talk radio became such a conservative situation, because it was beneath progressives and liberals to deal with it. So every radio station always had like a quote-unquote house liberal, which I have been many times, but you didn't really have, there wasn't really that infrastructure to back you up like the conservatives have. They got that whole infrastructure going. And the RNC and those people and these think tanks, man, they just bombard these guys with guests and information. And
they make it easy.
They make it easy. They make it easy to do radio. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John does traffic.
Couple of late accidents on I-25. You want to avoid the big one, a four-car wreck on the southbound side. That's just after Thornton Parkway. It's causing stop-and-go traffic to 136th Ave. And we have a brand-new one, northbound side. It's blocking the left-hand lane and shoulder just after Downing Street, so it's going to be sluggish for you in the Narrows. Today's forecast, mostly sunny with a stray afternoon thunderstorm possible. It's going to be dry and hot with a high near 97. Right now, 81 in Denver. John, 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by...
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hello, Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz here. I just want to tell you about the Orbitz Great American Sale, where you can save 30% on hotels in great American cities. So get going, because really, is there anything more American than America? No, there isn't. So head over to Orbitz.com today and save.
Valid for travel 7708 through 1124. 08 book by 831. Wait, see site for details.
Do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo brought to you by Chevrolet is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLOE, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelight Auto Glass.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. But then a co-worker told her that Elite Safelight could actually come right to her office and replace it. So she called us. I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelight Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair.
When someone comes in our store with that look in their eye, that I have an idea but I need help look, for me, that's what Sherwin-Williams is all about. That's why I'm here.
Our experts can help bring your ideas to life with incredible colors, the finest paints and stains, and advice you won't find anywhere else. And now, save $7 a gallon on a wide variety of our exceptional paints and stains. For a store near you, visit ShermanWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
Did you know that FHA has raised the limits of what you can borrow on your FHA loan? That's good news for refinancing if you have a first and a second and want to consolidate into a 30-year fixed rate loan. And it's low money down if you're buying a new home. Find out more information about FHA and other loan programs at the Mortgage Help Center, sponsored by American Guarantee Mortgage. Honest answers and real solutions. Call today 1-866-259-8206. 1-866-259-8206. Start saving today.
Identify with this Primus. I cannot identify with Primus. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm too old.
Damn blue collar tweakers?
I can't do it. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 97. Should be damn white collar tweakers. That's what we need, is we need more prosecution of white collar crimes. J. Marvin, along with the world's smartest man, David Sirota. Don't you think that's true? We need more prosecution of white collar crimes.
Absolutely.
We need to start.
We got that ballot initiative in Colorado that's going to help that. The initiative to allow people to hold executives personally liable for
we should have
corporate crime.
We should definitely have that. I'll tell you something else, too. I want Nuremberg-type trials for the Bush administration. That's way over the top rhetoric, but I don't care. It's the way I feel. No! I think they've committed war crimes. I want them tried.
I agree that they've committed
I want the chimp to stand in front of the world court. I want him to sit right up there the way Himmler had to and the rest of them.
We don't apply our rhetoric to ourselves.
No, that's right. We always apply it to everybody else. You know, damn that Augusto Pinochet. I'm going to get him. But, you know, George Bush does the same thing. Nah. Torturing people in Guantanamo. Nah, it's okay. Right?
That's right.
4,000 people disappear in Santiago, Chile. Not a problem.
It's the rules of American exceptionalism.
Yep, just bring that copper on, and we'll get that cheap produce, and pay those people about 3 cents an hour, and the hell with them. Right?
That's right, it's American exceptionalism.
Yeah, they're brown people. They live south of the border.
We can do what we want.
We don't give a crap about them. We'd make them into human motor oil if we could get away with it.
It's been that way for as long as I can remember.
It's disgusting.
And then we wonder why the world
doesn't like
us.
That's right. All right, let's go back to the phones. Here's Joe in Golden. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Good morning, David. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, David, I know how you get on NPR.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, call him up and tell him that you're an aging baby boomer who's rediscovering the dying art of Appalachian zither making. I'll give you 15 minutes right there.
You're so right. That's what's killing me is you're so right on.
I know.
Oh, well, every Saturday when you guys aren't on, I have to listen to that other station. And, the heavens. Okay.
I mean, they're like, Robert has been working on maple trees for 25 years. And you hear, like, all these birds and stuff in the background. Robert samples the finest maple in Vermont. The hell do I care?
Yeah, or it's a woman breaking into the business or something like that.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Yeah. Or, you know, so-and-so got the idea of the tap-dancing rescue dogs. Yeah, and it's like, it's, you know, and they're going to kill us for doing this. We're going to get in trouble for beating them up. They're a public institution using taxpayer dollars.
I like NPR. I just don't understand why I can't get a call back.
NPR, too. I just wish that somebody would, like, get them excited about something.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, what I actually called about was I wanted to talk about it. It seems to be this public relations campaign that's on now. Consumption does Anwar actually have? And so I went to the Department of Energy, and there's an outfit called the Energy Information Administration. And I can give the website if you want.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, it's www.eia.doe.gov. Okay, and here's what I found out. 2007, the United States consumed 7.6 billion barrels of oil. And then there's a May 2008 report from EIA that says that Anwar has 1.9 to 4.3 billion barrels of oil, and that's in the area where they want to drill. It's called the 1002 area. And so, how much is that? How much is that in Anwar? That's 57% of U.S. consumption for 2007, or 6.8 months. That's what's there.
Well, see, here we go again. I mean, why are there people out there pushing this agenda of we can drill our way out? Because their friends can make money off of it. And meanwhile, the hell with the rest of us.
Well, and it's also an easy solution. I mean, it's not a solution, but it sounds easy. Right?
Yeah, it does sound easy.
It's, you know, we've really got a complex, complicated energy crisis. And it's much easier to just say, well, the problem is that liberals and environmentalists don't want to drill in Alaska.
That's like Bob Schaefer's answer during that debate. Well, I believe in looking at all alternatives for energy, which means that he also wants to drill. But, see, nobody's dropped an anvil on Bob's head, so he wakes up and realizes that even if we did, we won't see it for 15 to 20 years, and then we don't have the refinery capacity, and then how do you stop them from taking it and putting it and selling it on the world market?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's classic disaster capitalism. You know, yeah, you get a crisis like $4 a gallon gas, and then the public is softened up and susceptible for harebrained schemes they're not usually going to want.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, too. I think that's exactly right, and I think David's right, too, that it's like an easy answer to a complex problem.
And it creates a scapegoat, too.
Yeah, that people can grasp onto, and then plus they can have an enemy attached to it. Well, you know, these environmental wackos, and they get into this whole thing. They want to destroy capitalism. Okay, yeah, that's right. That's why the majority of us work in some kind of capitalistic enterprise. You know, sure. Okay, that adds up. And that, you know, that whole spiel comes from Rush Limbaugh. Who, by the way, did you see that New York Times article on him?
I haven't read it yet.
That cover thing? Oh, God, it's disgusting. All right, hey, Joe, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, it's a real rip-off, that thing. The guy who did it, like, worships him. Bruce Bailey, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. This is Bruce from Bailey. I wanted to talk to you and David, and this is going to sound very naive, probably, but with all of the disinformation about Obama raising taxes, I find myself saying, why does raising taxes, why is it inherently wrong? There are people that ask for more and more out of this country, and where do we get leadership where somebody will be mature enough to say, you pay for what you get. If you want this additional service, we need to tax you more. And I think we need some politicians that look at that and start acting like the parent who teaches the child fiscal responsibility.
Well, my answer to that is because you've got people in this country, and I think it really started with Ronald Reagan, that you've got people in this country who have encouraged and talked people into believing that they can get something for nothing, and that everything that has gone wrong is the government's fault, and that there's massive waste and fraud, and there's no denying the fact that there is waste and fraud going on. But the thing is, you know, you can't get something for nothing. I mean, like, in other words, you know, these people who push this line, it's like, okay, you don't want to raise taxes, so we're in this deficit, so you want to run this war in Iraq and Afghanistan, plus you want to do all this other stuff. How do you intend to pay for it? I mean, all the Iraq, David, correct me if I'm wrong, all of the payment for Iraq has been deficit spending.
Absolutely, 100%.
Credit card.
That's right. That's right. I also think that the other thing that's interesting is that people immediately say raising taxes will hurt the economy. Last I checked, that Bill Clinton raised taxes and the economy did just great after he raised taxes.
Yeah, I had a stock tell me that last Friday. Oh, you raise it. Obama's going to raise those. And then also the figures they use are disingenuous too. He's going to raise it by 80%. He's gonna lift the cap on Social Security. It's gonna destroy the economy. It's like, you know what? Smoke a joint and sit down.
It's ridiculous because theoretically you're gonna take that money, increase tax revenues, and spend it. The government's gonna spend it on infrastructure. It's gonna spend it on all sorts of things.
Which puts people to work.
I mean, the issue is who gets. I mean, spent money is spent money, right? Whether it's millionaires buying yachts or the government building roads, that's an infusion into the economy. In fact, in many ways, part of the problem is that people, the super rich, are so rich that they save a lot of their money. They don't spend it.
No, they don't.
So, in other words, in many ways, if you want the Keynesian infusion of cash into the economy, it's more likely it's going to happen through government spending on basic infrastructure. I mean, we don't have a problem in this country where the government spends too much on basic public services and infrastructure. We got a problem in this country where the government spends way too little, way less than most other industrialized countries who are doing a heck of a lot better than
us
right now.
That's right. And Bruce, here's something else to bear in mind. You know what the elephant in the room is for those folks?
What's that?
Themselves. It's always, you're going to take mine. And,
oh, yeah.
And I have no responsibility at all to the community that I live in and to the country that I live in and to the state that I live in, so I'm not going to pay for anything, and privatization is always the answer, until it bites them in the rear, and then they're angry about it. That's what they're up to.
That's good. Can I give you a quick example from Colorado?
Sure,
quickly. Do you remember C&D?
Yep.
The initiative C&D?
Oh, sure.
I work in the mental health field. We have people screaming about letting out mentally ill individuals into the public or housing them near their homes, that sort of thing. And back when C&D, when people argued that to me, I had to say to them, you know, if you're not willing to vote for these initiatives to get additional money to house them, then welcome them to the home next door to you. You know, you pay for what you get.
That's you know what? That's exactly right. Bruce, thank you, man. Great call.
Thank you.
I love this song in the background. This is the average white band.
Right, right, right.
The average white band. Okay. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. The above-average traffic reporter, John Turk.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, Jay. Still working a couple accidents on I-25 this morning. Going to hit one in the bridges at Downing Street, and it's causing backups around University. The only major problem right now, a four-car crash southbound I-25. just after Thornton Parkway. It's still sitting on the left-hand side of the highway and causing single-digit speeds back at around 136th Avenue. Off the highways, two crashes on the radar, one at 18th in California and another one at southbound Colorado Boulevard in Florida. And if you're coming into the town on 285 this morning, the ramp to C-470 is closed for construction. They do plan to have that reopened for the afternoon commute around 3 o'clock this afternoon. Today's forecast, mostly sunny. Late isolated thunderstorms possible. Going to be another hot one with a high near 97. Currently 81 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Cast your vote with Bonfey's Blood Center this summer and choose to save a life by giving blood. Blood donations have declined this summer, so...
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Afternoons, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Bronco fans, I feel your pain. I'm a Miami Dolphin. Hello.
Distributed generator. When dealing with breast cancer, early detection is the key to survival. If you don't find it, you can't fight it. Your basic knowledge and awareness are vital to detection. Know the symptoms, warning signs, and what to feel and look for during self-exams. If you're unsure, talk with your healthcare provider about setting up a breast health program. This is from Distributed Generation Systems in Lakewood. That's Distributed Generation Systems, taking time to care.
Hey, Doug.
Howdy, neighbor. Ready for our favorite shows?
Doug, you've been watching TV over here every night for weeks.
Well, you've got Comcast Digital TV and I don't. Got any snacks?
Stop, Doug. This is my house, that is my TV, and your mooching forced me to do something drastic.
What?
I hired an announcer to tell you about the latest offer from Comcast.
An announcer?
That's right, Doug. Now you can get Comcast Digital TV for just $33 a month for 6 months. You get 100% digital picture. You get on-demand access to thousands of movies and shows, and you get to leave your neighbor Ashley alone.
That's my favorite part.
Comcast Digital TV for $33 a month for 6 months? I'm calling right now. What's the number?
Call 1-800-COMCAST. That's 1-800-COMCAST.
Maybe now's a good time to read in the disclaimer, too.
Oh, right. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call for details.
Wow, you're good.
Right now, when you switch to Rite Aid, you won't just get your prescription filled. You'll also get a gift card filled with $30. And you could even get your gas tank filled for free. For every prescription you transfer to Rite Aid with a coupon, you'll get an entry into our weekly drawing for a year's worth of free gas, a $2,600 value. Keep your prescription with us, and you'll be re-entered into the drawing each week. Switch to Rite Aid and fill up on all the rewards we have to offer. See circular for coupon and pharmacist for details. Not valid in New York or New Jersey.
I have a standing vacation day every year for the start of the Nordstrom Anniversary Sale. Why? Because it's more than just a sale. It's a fall fashion preview, and it starts Friday, July 18th at your nearest Nordstrom and at Nordstrom.com. Save on brand new fall styles for men, women, and kids. Plus, earn twice the rewards points when you use your Nordstrom credit card or mod card at Nordstrom during the first 3 days of the sale. The Nordstrom Anniversary Sale, starting Friday, July 18th. Enjoy the best prices of the season before the season even begins.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train.
Ooh, Chris Christopherson wrote this. What a great writer he is.
He is. Diesel down just before it rained. It rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon,
you know what?
Out of my dirty red bed.
You write so well.
And I
you need to do either a magazine article or a book. That was like Lost Highways.
My friend just told me to read Lost Highways.
Oh, by Heat Moon is his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the guy, let me say it's 9:55, 55 minutes past the hour, slight chance of a thunderstorm, high today 97. He never produced anything else, as far as I know, other than that book. William Lease Heat Moon was his name. He worked in a newspaper, I believe in St. Louis, on the loading dock, wrote this book about traveling the country in his car off all of the, you know, not the interstate, but all the back roads. And the book's great.
I got to read it.
And you should write one about attempting to go up 66.
Route 66.
Yeah, and about all the places that are no longer basically in existence, like Roy's Motel and all that stuff, which is, you know, it doesn't exist because they built the interstate system and it's just stuck on the old 66 and it's just sitting out there in the middle of the desert. And there's nobody there.
Yeah, I definitely like travel writing. Being on the road, even though I hate being on the road.
Yeah. I love those books. I love those books.
You're the second person who recommended that book to me.
Yeah. That's a great book.
I'll check it out.
That's really good stuff. All right, you want to check out David's book tonight, Tattered Cover, Colfax.
That's right.
You'll be signing it.
And I'll be on, I'm apparently supposed to be on Fox News tonight, national, at 3:30 p.m. Denver time, 5:30 Eastern time. Should be interesting as usual.
Yeah, I've got that on my blog, that encounter. You go to jmarvinblog.com. I have that encounter of you and Edie Hill, alias Edie Tarbox, and whoever that GOP shill was.
Who walked into the trap of saying, John McCain's going to fix the economy by continuing George Bush's economic policies.
And who kept sitting in the background going, no, 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 no. She already uttered it.
It was pretty funny.
But yeah, it's like, okay, well, wait a minute. You threw the inside curve and it went out over the corner of the plate and wasn't a strike. You know, you can't take the ball back. You've already, like, let it go.
That's right.
She's a good spokesman. With people like her, I mean, the GOP's got a bright future, don't they?
With people like her, the Democratic Party might become an organized party.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, we'll see you tonight at the Tattered Cover on Colfax.
All right, thanks, Jay.
What time?
7:30 p.m.
Okay, we'll see if we can stay awake and make it. And if we can't, we'll see you tomorrow, or hear you tomorrow, or talk to you tomorrow.
Ever wished you could have your investments managed by a team of America's top money masters? Well, there's an investment firm that thinks you had a pretty good idea. We're the